participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 202-132-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe in you.
Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop on the run.
Have a toast to your buffet.
Stop on the run.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Yes, munch.
Can't stop the run. Can't stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop on the run. Can't stop the run.
Have a toast to
your Muffet. Pickles the Duke. Useless prick.
Have a toast to your Muffet.
Kiss my left ball, Tim Witt.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Now, Mike, I know that you're not thrilled when Rob's fans come in every day.
I'm not thrilled at all.
Get out of here.
Hello, boys. Get out of here.
Well, I think we have
something to add to that.
Oh, no, not something to add to that.
That will perhaps make it more tolerable for you.
Oh, good.
When we introduce, and again, they love Rob.
I hate hearing that.
Here's the produced intro for Rob.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy.
That's
a man of hate and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
My soul black as shit.
You know, I talked in the middle of that, but I'd love to hear that again if that's at all possible.
Well, okay, sure.
No, not that
not
part.
That one.
Not that part.
Oh, the other part.
I hate that part.
The other part. Here you go.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
There you go.
And a perfectly flat head.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Little Man, and all the ships at sea. Unanimously approved to box in the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday, March 13th.
Right.
Here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from D.C. on WJFK. Your phone number 202-432-1067, and from New York on WNEW, 877-692-1027. The guy who obviously got the memo that today we were supposed to wear our HBO 6 feet undershirts.
I'm going to go down and grab one during the break. Is that within the prize closet?
They're cool, yeah.
Good.
There is our friend Guy Birdley right there in the next room.
Hi, Don. I'm Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Gabe.
Okay, listen, sorry about the fact that the show wasn't on yesterday. As you know, I pulled the Tony Soprano on Monday.
Yes, this is true. You took a little fall.
And I woke up yesterday and I had some of the signs that the doctors had told me to watch out for, you know. Dizzy.
Nauseous.
Right.
Nausea.
Right.
So the doctor said, hey, listen, you know what? Just chill out.
Right.
Just take a day and chill out. And, you know, Mike's going through his thing, and you know, he could use a day to deal with whatever, you know, legal stuff you dealt with.
Me?
Yeah, so, here's what I find funny. This is why I tell you, never believe the Internet.
No, the Internet, for as long as it's been out there, the Internet is the land of
just fiction, fiction beyond fiction.
The Wild West.
There is no official site for this show,
no.
And we certainly are in no way affiliated with, although for a while we put pictures on this site, DynamiteFans.com. We're not affiliated with them, but unfortunately, because for a while we'd used them as an outlet to get pictures out there,
right.
We're now using WNEW, and we're going to be using WYSP.com to get pictures out.
Right.
A lot of people mistakenly think if they read something on that site, it's gospel. So, suffice to say, yesterday, when I guess they had written that I was hospitalized,
oh my God.
some news outlets called and read this, and I just want to read you one thing off the message board. The headline, Geronimo MRI testing continues.
Oh, no.
Now, is this on DonnaMikeFans.com?
Yeah. Now,
the sleazy, crappy, worst website in the world.
Now, first off, the heading, which comes from them.
Take crap off there, incidentally. I don't want crap on there anymore.
That's untrue. There was no more MRI testing done yesterday. I don't know. They called repeatedly. They called Charlie Broyhill, our executive producer, maybe 100 times yesterday, and he finally said, I don't know, it's got something to do with his head.
Yeah, this is that germ that runs the website, who I met one time. This guy is, he's got some sort of weird, twisted, sick agenda.
You know, he got a bump on his brain or something.
There's something wrong with the guy.
I'm talking about me. That's what Charlie said to the guy.
Talking about the guy who runs the website, he's got a bump on his brain.
Don's got a bump on his brain, and for the record, I have level 2 concussion.
Ah.
Apparently there's a scale of 1 to 5.
Right.
Five is when you're like you're eating baby food like Steve Young.
Hello, Coach Maragucci. Hey. Throw me in next, Coach.
So imagine my laughter when I get home yesterday. I of course I'm there, but at one point, Fred and I, we got out of the house. I said, I'm feeling a little better. We get out of the house. You go to the grocery store. We come home. I checked my email, and I got some email from friends saying, oh, my God, you know, where are you? You're not on the show. We've heard that all this stuff has happened. I go in there, and I read this. And I'm just...
Get ready for this. Get ready for this story.
This is why you just... Trust me, you can't believe crap on the Internet.
And this is the kind of a story where the guy that runs that website, the guy that makes, you know, that's responsible for that stuff getting on there, he gets fully turgid. He gets absolutely excited. The more negative, the better. That's what this hump, this guy who I really hope I don't bump into anytime
soon. And I know that it's the Wild West. The Internet's the Wild West.
Right. It is. The open frontier.
Just know that we're not affiliated with this, and you folks certainly have the right to write anything that you want to. As a matter of fact, I was talking with some guy when we were bowling at Chelsea Piers last week. The guy said, do you have an official website? And I said, well, you know, there's this one that we kind of had worked with, but I don't want to send people who listen to the show to a site where they click on and it doesn't have an area that says, like, I like the show, I hate the show, I'm ambiguous about the show. Well, pretty much it's controlled just by douchebags saying that we're idiots.
This guy who I met one time, because RJ, who comes by and takes pictures and stuff, I had said to him that the band schedule, I wanted to get information about the band to promote the band and put it on there so people would know where we were. Well, he wasn't doing it, and I met the guy, and he said, you know, it's real hard for me to get this stuff up. I don't have people that, you know, I have to devote this much time. However, when there's something crappy that happens to anybody on the show, when there's anything that goes down, this guy takes a running start and gets it on there within, you know, within 2 seconds, like when he torpedoed Lewis.
Suffice to say, I'm not looking for a website that just kisses our ass, but I'm not going to send people to a website when most times when I've gone to it, it's generally like most internet message boards, it's controlled by people who don't like the show. Why would I send someone to a site where all they're going to read is stuff with people saying that we suck?
Exactly.
So that's kind of why I've distanced myself from them.
Right.
And of course, you know, truth, untruth, inaccuracies, that's all over the internet. This, however, does take the cake.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This was posted yesterday at 4:41 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
After they've already come out and announced that I've had MRI testing, okay, which never happened.
Right.
I was laying on my ass yesterday, eating pudding, watching TV with my wife.
What kind of pudding?
She made me like a...
ooh, homemade.
Chocolate with like little strawberry in it.
Ooh. Very cool.
To all the fans, my name is Dave Spaulding, and I'm a lab tech at Fairfax Innova Hospital in Fairfax. I was on duty when Don was admitted. and I did the workup on his blood. I was also informed of the results of his MRI and other testings. This will be in tomorrow's papers, so I am beating them to the punch. Don has a grape-sized tumor over his left ear, 3/4 of an inch.
Thanks for coming into work today.
From the surface. Thus is the cause for his unexplained fainting at his home. He will have surgery Thursday to remove this tumor. This most likely will put him out of work until late March or early April.
Wow.
I will update all after the operation on Thursday.
The grape-sized tumor.
He is in a private room. Rest assured that all cards and flowers will make it to him.
I wouldn't doubt that's the guy that runs the website that did that.
Well, I don't know. I've read this, and I just laughed.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
I laughed. I mean, I felt bad for any members of my family, you know, who maybe for some reason go to this website or heard this and thought, oh,
God forbid if that's how they're getting their information.
You know, but you know, people, someone hears something, they read, they write something to someone else on an internet site. Listen, you can believe it when you hear it from our mouths.
Right.
Okay. I didn't feel the need yesterday to call in and say at 11 o'clock, hey, listen, it's me. I'm dizzy and I'm nauseous, and Mike's got legal stuff to deal with, so we're going to take the day off.
Call in and say you had a grape-sized tumor. I mean, it's amazing that the guy, you know, this guy that affiliates himself with a hospital, and then he writes the grape-sized tumor. We'll be having surgery Thursday. Good luck with that.
What kind of, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, good morning. Hi, everybody. This is Don. Sorry I'm not there today. I got a grape-sized tumor right next to my brain, and I'm going to have it operated on Thursday.
Yay!
So please enjoy this encore presentation of the best of Don and Mike.
Grape-sized tumor.
Grape-sized tumor.
My God, I'm coming in here going, whoa.
Yeah, please.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, I don't think that I don't think that on one, if it's something major, if it's a walkout, which we've done before, you know, twice in our careers,
right,
you guys deserve to know it. And
right.
I told you when we walked out the last time, we would never walk out again without telling you exactly what's going on. But Christ, if we can't take a day off,
sure.
You know, without this stuff.
Well, the speculation, I think this individual obviously took advantage of your Jesus. Little medical story the day before. Uh-huh. And then, you know, it just loved to create that he's a lab tech. What a lion's sack of crap.
Yeah, I know. Love it. So anyway.
Unbelievable, but true.
But you'll know it's true if I'm not here tomorrow.
That's right.
Ah, yes, sir. If I'm not here tomorrow, then you'll know.
Or if you come walking and you start slurring your speech.
I'm in
control of
me. Like bandage on my head.
You're like the red badge of courage.
Yeah, right. Well, so anyway, that's the scandal as to what was up yesterday.
And I know I talked too much about the website, but I mean what they did to Lewis on the website was completely out of line. And I want to say to the guy, he knows who he is that ran this, that put this on there. You know, there's no love lost between me and Lewis, but I'll tell you right now what they did to him. Quoting Tom Gavin and all that crap was completely and totally about as low a move as you could do to any human being, no matter what the circumstances are. And that's when I said about this guy. This guy's scum. He's absolute garbage. And, you know, I'll call RJ and get his name because I'd like to know the guy's name. And I will know his name from now on.
Suffice to say, we don't have an official site for the show. And you folks, of course, you are welcome to go anywhere you want. Who am I to tell you to go, you know, to do and write whatever you want to write on the internet? It's your God-given right.
You would think that a guy that
more power to you.
You would think the guy that runs a website is a fan of the show, but that's not the impression I got. Not when I met the guy.
A website that's called DonandMikeFans.com. You might think that.
You'd think.
You might think that, gee whiz, if a guy's writing here that, you know, I'm all for free speech and all, but if the guy's writing that I got a tumor over my left ear.
Right.
And I'm going to be operated on that. Maybe you might at least put an editorial note underneath it saying, you know, hey, this is probably bull.
Oh, no. I mean, this is the guy that you used a news story recently and quoted Tom Gavin as the source.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just garbage. I mean, and you know, when I met this guy, I wish I remembered his name.
Uh-huh.
When I met the guy, I was thinking, hey, here's the guy that runs DonandMikeFans.com that's like in charge of it. He's going to be like, you know, real pleasant to me and stuff like that. And he was, he could not have been more of a first class hump.
Hmm.
All the way. And I was surprised at that. And then when I hear you talking about this, well, that's because it ain't about like being a fan of the show with this guy. It's about using our our show and our names to, you know, make a little hay for himself.
And, you know, there's
scumbag.
There's tons of sites.
Dirtball.
There's tons of sites out there that do that, and, you know, more power to them. We can't stop them, and I'm not going to attempt to stop them. I just want you guys to know that.
Well, I wouldn't mind finding one that was just a little bit more, you know, into the show. That's the way I would look at it. And maybe if there's another one out there that would be, you know, competition for this one, I'd be very interested in getting involved with it.
All I know is that, and I don't want to go to this time in trouble, for God's sakes. First off, we're never going to have our own website until we can put audio up.
Right.
I mean, we've been through the discussions. We've priced having cameras in here, and frankly, there's just not enough going on. It's boring. You want to see what it would look like? Turn on Imus's show some morning on MSNBC.
Oh, my God, is that horrible.
And you would see how boring it is just to have a camera on us 24-7, or should I say...
Well, you know, I've never said a compliment to...
4 or 5.
Right.
You know, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Right. I've never given Don Imus a compliment, but I will tell you right now, his is, you know, you can't argue with that comedy. When that camera's just on him eating sunflower seeds with his cowboy hat. I mean, I can sit there really, but when
that's
I really
unintentionally
laugh.
Unintentionally funny.
Oh, unintentionally. When I laugh at that guy. Too much, this guy. When I laugh at him, it's like during the commercial break when he's just sitting there going, just being incredibly unpleasant.
So we're not going to have our own website. Now, I know disc jockeys who have their own websites, and one of them is this guy from Chicago, and I talked to him recently, and this guy, he has a website for his show, and he actually he has to take time out of his day to moderate. If someone writes that he sucks, he decides if he's going to put it on the board or not.
Right.
Okay? So the guy, like, spends 10 hours a day
full-time job
reading all this hate mail and deciding what he's going to put up and what he's not going to put up.
And it's the land of the negative, because you can hide. You know, it's not like you have to be accountable for the negative things you say.
You know, my thought is, you know, write whatever you want. I mean, I'm kind of with you. I wouldn't mind having a place that we could send people, and maybe where you and I could even occasionally get on and chat. All
I don't mind opinions. If somebody says something that we do on the show that they don't like it, that's what it's all about, the open forum. What I am a little concerned about is when you bill yourself as a news outlet, as this guy does, that's where there's trouble, because he is the chief cook and bottle washer. He is being, I think he fancies himself some kind of like newspaper man.
Well, he's not.
And he's not. He's just a psycho.
He's not affiliated with this show.
Right.
And, I don't know. Like, you know, my ideal situation would be someone out there, and incidentally, all the domain names are bought.
Yeah. No, they were a long, years ago.
We can't buy Don and Mike. We can't buy Don and Mike's show. We can't buy D&M. We can't buy Radio Gods. We can't buy Fat, White, and Catholic.
You can put anything you want, though, on thecrapbluesman.com.
Okay. All I'm saying is, if you could ever find a web outlet, all I'd ask is what some other disc jockeys who I network with have told me. But yeah, they have sites about their shows. Well, you know what? You click on, it's like, you dig the show, you write something here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't dig it, you write something in another forum. And it's got a moderator. It's got a person who, for instance, if someone wants to write that I've got a grape-sized tumor, someone who maybe looks at that and says, you know what, I bet that's not correct.
Right.
Until I, you know, hear it on Channel 4, I'll probably be in the best interests of all the concerned to maybe just delete that off the board.
Well, pretty easy to corroborate. You just put a call into the hospital to double-check and to see. And obviously, no sincere effort was made. Because it's much more fun to print grape-sized tumor.
Grape-sized tumor.
This guy, I swear to God, it's going to be my personal mission to find out about this guy.
I got a grape-sized tumor. I can't come to work. Hey, Mike, I got a grape-sized tumor.
Grape-sized tumor.
I got a grape-sized tumor.
You know what I would have told you?
Over my left ear, three-quarters of an inch from my brain.
Go on, squeeze it.
And, Mike, that was the cause for my unexpected fainting at my home.
Right.
I'm going to have surgery Thursday to remove this tumor. This will put me out of work until early April. I'm in a private room, but Come on, send your cards and letters.
Your grape-sized tumor.
Send your cards and letters.
That is the land of the way. And you know what? It seems like it's only recently that that website has taken a new turn. Just kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. And incidentally, if you're wondering about my tumor, my grape-sized tumor.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
Listen to this.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
That's a quote from my doctor yesterday.
Portions of hair and teeth.
Wow. From my doctor.
Very exciting.
Hello, Paul. Let's take some phone calls. And the monkey is here.
Don and Mike.
All right. To make the NCAA picks for us.
Very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got your competing website right here. RadioGodsForum.com. It's moderated. There's a section for general comments, negative comments. It's great.
RadioGodsForum.com.
All right. Get on it. Everyone hit it. Log in, register. Great site.
You know what? This guy that runs Don and Mike fans, that guy, this is what he didn't want.
Yeah.
This is, of all the things he didn't want, this is what he didn't want. What was that website again?
RadioGodsForum, all one word, .com. It just started up last month. They got great guys running it. There are only 125-some members now. It should be 1,000 by the end of the day.
All right. Thank you.
Don and Mike fans...
Okay.
.com, rot in hell, you've gone down.
All right.
Wow,
my
okay,
friend.
Listen, finally put a little heat on this guy.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike Radio Gods.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Did you guys get a chance to catch the Osbournes last night?
Oh, no, and you know what? I'm going to ask everybody to please bear with me.
Oh, man.
Because I TiVo'd it last night, and I hate to take away the fun from everybody.
What time is the Osbournes on?
10:30.
10:30, yeah.
See, it's 10:30, and I bailed out at 10 o'clock.
10:30. Please, can we wait till tomorrow on the show to discuss the Osbournes?
All right, I won't give anything away.
Just tell me something.
They're 2 for 2.
They're two. Okay.
Oh,
they're
excellent.
2 for 2. Okay.
2 for 2.
Thank
Fantastic.
You.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Please. I
have a controversial television statement I want to make, too.
Although now I'm going to be wondering about the Osbournes.
Of course.
What's your controversial statement, Mike?
The show that I laughed out loud at that I really loved.
What?
I loved the Colin Quinn show. I absolutely loved the Colin Quinn show. It was completely different. It was like nothing I'd ever seen.
Wow.
And I watched the beginning of it and the middle of it, and then at the very end, they hurt me. They brought on Sherry O'Terry. They took this great show that was like hip, it was cutting edge, it was controversial, and then they threw Sherry O'Terry in, you know, at the end, doing her twitching like she always does, you know, when she's, and they almost had a perfect show, but I still have to say that I like the Colin Quinn show. I liked his monologue, it was great. But is that the reaction to that, to the Colin Quinn? Did you see it? You didn't see it. You didn't see it, you just busted my balls. I thought it was funny. I thought it was very funny, and I was not a Colin Quinn fan. I was the opposite.
Nor am I.
I was not even remotely a Colin. But he did a thing. One of his Italian comedians came on and did a thing about how Italians people are very upset because they get stereotyped, and people complain. Italian Americans complain about how they're portrayed on The Sopranos and in Goodfellas and stuff. He said when they should really be concerned about how they're portrayed in the Olive Garden commercials. That to me was funny stuff. I enjoyed it. I don't know whether can keep it up, but the Colin Quinn show, I gotta recommend to people.
Am I the only one who thinks that classic Colin Quinn was what was that MTV show? Remote Control?
Remote Control, Colin Quinn. I had no, you know, he came out and I realized he's gonna do a monologue, and I said, this guy's too much of an idiot to do a monologue, and then he proceeded to have really funny material. I don't know if he can keep it up, but it was, and they said they've, like, committed to him for, like, 3 episodes.
Enjoy it while you can.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And in TV these days, that's a big commitment.
Hey, it was live, though. It was fantastic. Anything live, I love.
Hello.
What network?
Don and Mike.
NBC.
Hello?
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 You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, guys. I was just wondering about the websites. The WNAW site's pretty good. I mean...
No, and that's where we've put a lot of the pictures from stuff that we do, although we've been asked to share that on WYSP.com, and we're going to do that as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I was saying, after the Reddit thing, you guys put it up pretty quick. It was pretty great. You know?
Yeah, well, we've used that, and we'll continue to do so.
Yeah, that's
okay, cool.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I had a question, but first of all, what about Nikki Zering and Julie Chin? You didn't never finish the Rating the Women.
Nikki Zarian we have to rate.
We'll get to that, I promise.
All right, and also I have a theory about why you're ill.
Oh, great. Great, even though the doctors have already told me. Go ahead. And Sam, ill is not...
Does it involve grapes?
Well, no, this is about a theory about the undue stress caused by syndication. I notice every time you go into a new market, I think it's psychosomatic.
No, but every...
You pass out every time we go into a new market.
I have not passed out every time we've gone into a new market.
It's the thing. It's your knee, it's your back, it's your rectum. It's always something new every time you go into a new market.
Wait.
That's what it's been throughout Don's career. Yeah. Knee, back, and rectum.
What if I had a rectum problem?
All related, incidentally.
You went to a proctologist once, didn't you? And it was once you went to a new market. Every time you expand, it's growing in your head.
I had a colonoscopy scheduled.
I'm sorry. I must agree with this caller here.
I know it's the trend here.
Every time we go into a new market, yes, the last time, some doctor had the glove on and was putting a finger up there.
You are full of it. Hello, Rich. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Rich. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah, now you got me on the air.
Hi.
Colin Quinn was great when he had all the comedians on the front stoop.
That was funny. I mean,
the one Arab guy, he's like, yeah, I'm getting profiled everywhere I go. And Colin goes, good.
You deserve it. I mean, it was very edgy. In fact, when they had the black guys talking to the Arab guys, it was just, I really thought that was really wide open and very, very, very cutting edge stuff. And, you know, it's funny. I guess Tom Shales was writing a review about it in the Washington Post. And he said he went to the race issue so many times that it became suspicious.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Oh, there you go.
How about you, Rob?
You go. I just knew how to sell these two guys. That's how you do it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I would like to call upon all of us computer hackers to just send a denial of service flood of of hits to this guy, and that will shut him down. If we can get all of us.
I don't want to authorize anybody to do it.
Yeah,
we don't encourage
guys,
that.
That's why I personally am calling for all the Don and Mike fans who really give a crap to get out there and we'll flood them. They shut down.
No, we certainly
will. You guys rock. Thank you.
We wouldn't condone that.
Thank you.
Can't support that.
Jesus Christ. That's like vigilante justice.
It
absolutely
sure
not. Mm. Hello, Don and Mike. Now, that would give me a grape-sized tumor.
Yes. Probably will.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You're a website guy, John Stevens. Does that sound like the name?
I don't know. I don't know what his name is, sir. I have no idea what his name is.
Well, that's the who is information of who's registered to that domain.
Oh, really?
All right. Hey, thank you. Someone's
got a phone number here, Dwayne.
You're on it already.
Oh, that's okay, my friend. Thank you.
They're already on it.
You've already started.
Yeah, who knows whether that's the guy, but I mean, this is a guy that needs a little heat, frankly. It's just my opinion.
All right. Anyway, listen, are the monkeys here? Or is the monkey here?
We have one monkey. What is the monkey? Monkey has an unusual name,
right?
The
monkey's name is Little Man.
Little Man.
And, Robert, you have my brackets?
I do.
Okay, great.
Well, we're going to,
apparently, Donna, we've been given a word. We've been given a word that we cannot touch the monkey.
Right. The monkey now.
Monkey bites.
In previous years, we've had, animals. I think one year we had a blind guy predict the NCAA tournament.
Right.
They had the game last night, and that was won by Sanoa.
Right.
Sanoa beat Alcorn State last night. What is it, Buzz?
Isn't it Siena? Siena, I believe.
It's not Samoa, is it? No, it's, you're right.
Hello, wonderful.
There you go. No.
I want Samoa to win the NCAA.
You are right, Buzz. Buzz the sports fan, you're right.
Siena. Right.
It's Siena. So the field of 64 is ready.
And here comes the monkey now. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Lisa.
What?
Don't challenge me. Don't you be challenging me.
What?
Ooh, big man.
Ass.
So the deal is, everybody can pick...
Oh, no, you're supposed to fight back. It's no fun when you cry.
Everybody can pick these stupid games, but we're going to show you that it really takes no rhyme or reason to pick them.
And we wanted to have a monkey in the studio for as long as I can remember ever.
Okay.
Monkeys are simply fun.
And incidentally, we are going to be betting on the monkeys' picks, no matter how ridiculous the final four is.
Did you get your email from John Auville?
Yeah.
About the in-house, like, pool thing, which I can't pick. Right. Is this another one where you have to, like, go to a website and get involved in somebody's...
It's very easy, Mike.
Is it easy? I'm afeard.
It's not complicated.
I'm afeard. I deleted it.
I already went there. Signed up for it. It's so easy.
Is it easy?
So easy. And they've got one at JFK. They've got one at NEW. They've got one at YSP.
I can't even get my printer to work.
And I think what we should do is we should get...
all the monkeys' picks, and that's what we're going to register. That's what I wrote back to John Allville.
Can I, like, give you 20 or something like that? You bet for me or something like
that?
Yeah,
yeah. And, okay, and Johnny from New York has just instant messaged me. He's going to spot us the 10 bucks to enter the monkeys' picks in the WNEW pool.
Very good.
And Tim up at YSP, if you would... if you would spot us $10 for the YSP pool, then we'll get the monkey. Now,
oh yeah.
Now, Rob, do we have to break before we bring the monkeys
really
in?
Want to.
Okay, all right. Then what we're going
to
do is a very quick break. Oh, am I kidding? All the breaks are always the same.
Sure.
But when we come back, then we'll devote a full segment to the monkey. And the monkey, incidentally, Little Man.
Little Man.
Little Man's handler is Debbie, courtesy of Leesburg Animal Park at www.leesburganimalpark.com.
All right.
Cool. We urge you to get your brackets out now.
I saw Debbie before.
And fill them out.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, the monkey handler's not a bad, fetching woman.
Let me just say something.
What?
You are so friggin' horny.
Oh, stop it.
You are so horny.
No more than normal?
Oh, come on. No
more than normal.
No more than normal.
Okay. Ixnay on that day.
Let me just say.
Inkay is an eye-dre at yay.
I gotcha.
Incidentally, this monkey handler, not the one that Liddy wrote the book about.
Okay. Oh,
so,
okay.
Why'd you give him a plug?
Nobody knows that book.
Nobody knows that. Go away. Make me angry.
All right, let's get a call 100.
All right.
Call 100.
And
listen, today's show jam-packed with all the stuff that we missed out on yesterday.
Rob Spiewak and his flathead.
Yeah, that's it. Today, it's Wednesday, and that means you have favorite columnist day.
Yes, fantastic.
Letterman made his announcement, so we'll have some response about that.
Pretty cool.
We have a satellite TV system and a year of service that we're going to be giving away when we play a game. And at some point, we were going to have them on yesterday, but of course we weren't here because I've got, you know, the tumor.
Yes, the grape-sized tumor over your left ear.
Barry Williams is calling in to discuss his fight with Danny Bonaduce tonight on Fox.
Fantastic.
So all of that is happening today. Now, want a prize? Be the 100th caller. Use the phone number, 877-365-3636. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie, nobody's watching.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Ooh! Charlie! Charlie.
Grandpa?
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa!
Ooh! Charlie, you got it! Whee!
With the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's a grape-sized tumor, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
Watch it. Time for a call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, 100.
Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, it's Andrew.
Andrew, hi, where are you from?
New York.
Andrew, listen to this. You got the Blockbuster 52-week rental card. That means you get a free DVD rental every week for a year. Plus, we're going to give you a Zoolander with Ben Stiller.
That's awesome.
From Blockbuster. But wait, there's more. Say, hold on to that. You rock until I tell you. You've also won the $25 gift certificate to Ben again.
Wow, you can eat, watch a movie, and, do whatever else. You rock.
And, hey, Bennigan's, you might meet your next wife.
And I'll be like Michael Jordan.
Right.
Join Rob Spiewak and Lisa Herndon Saturday at Bennigan's in Rockville from 10...
This is a great show.
10 till midnight. They'll be there celebrating St. Patrick's Day with their Barney Blast Party.
Fantastic.
I get it.
Would that be their Blarney Bast Blast or their Barney Bast Blast?
Blarney Bast.
You said Barney Blast, so I was wondering if, like, the Purple Dinosaur was going to be out there.
Or Fred's Buddy.
Right.
Or Barney from Barney...
God not celebrating.
Barney Fife.
Ask Rob and Lisa to put on...
Gay Congressman Barney Frank.
They're a sex show for you.
Yes.
Live sex
Thank
show.
You.
With the pinkies.
Their finger sex show. Thank you. Hold on. Thank you for listening.
Lots of crazy fingers.
All right. Well, there's our sports music. NCAA tournament starts on Thursday.
March Madness.
Now, who doesn't fill out a bracket? We all do. Everybody does. If you're a basketball fan or not, everybody fills it out.
Well, except Mike. Everybody else. Even Buzz fills out a bracket.
I would have been into it if my Eagles had made it. My AU Eagles had made it.
But it's purely unscientific. I mean, you could go out on a limb and say, well, gee, it's going to be Duke or Maryland or Cincinnati or Kansas because they're the number one seed. Right. I'm rooting for the Terps. Well, Mike, our official pick will be made by a monkey this year.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, no matter where the pick is, I still like to see the Terps go.
Go out the way.
Well, I'm afraid that while I agree with you,
yes,
I am going to officially back whoever the monkey picks. And now, please welcome to the studio, Monkey Little Man.
Little Man.
With his handler, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Size of a mouse. Oh, look at that little thing. He is so cute.
Now, what kind of monkey is Little Man?
He's a cotton top tamarin.
A cotton top tamarin. And we've been told that we can't actually handle him because he bites.
Well, he's unpredictable, let's put it that way. He's a very friendly monkey.
What type of bite? I mean, would it go through to the bone? Is it that?
No. I mean, it would hurt.
You'd need shots.
But that's it. I just would hate if anybody got hurt.
Yeah, does he make monkey noises?
Yeah, he makes little chirping sounds.
Like can you put him right up to the microphone and see if you could get some sound out of him?
Well, you know, if he's a little nervous right now, just looking at everything, but likes Lisa. So maybe if Lisa keeps calling his name.
Who doesn't?
Lisa, call out his name, Lisa.
Man.
That's great. So does he like women more than men?
Yes.
Is it possible to feed him? Can I feed him?
I have food for him.
He's on a little leash. He's on Debbie's shoulders.
What is he like? Yeah, I see we've got, like, it looks like you've got little bran flakes.
Brown and white with a very long tail.
What is this? What are you smelling him like? It's monkey food.
It's called a marmoset diet.
Food
made specifically
for you. Oh, look. There you go now. Now I'm scared.
It's okay.
There you go.
Reached down. He put it in his handy little...
Yeah. Now, put him up on the microphone. It's so funny to see a monkey holding something in his little hand, eating it. Let's listen.
Does it know me?
We're listening to a monkey eat. We finally have a monkey on the show.
Hey, little man.
Beauty.
Get close to him. He's eating. He might bite.
Talk dirty to him, Lisa.
Oh, little man.
I'm not going to talk dirty to him.
Hey, little man.
For us?
Hey, let me ask you a question, Debbie.
Yes.
Is he a little man?
You.
I wouldn't be able to judge that.
Really? But he is a male, correct?
He is a male.
Yes. He is a male.
The reason why he's called Little Man is because he thinks he's actually a human.
Right.
Has to be reminded that he's only 6 inches tall.
I'm sorry for disgusting you with that.
And we want to thank the good people at Leesburg Animal Park. That's www.leesburganimalpark.com. Well, we've got a field of 64. Let's get started.
How are you going to have the monkey pick?
Well, here's what we're going to do.
You got them right here?
Yeah, the food. Yeah, Debbie's pointing to the food. Perhaps putting these flakes on each little bracket there? Well, like keeping in mind that there's 32 games to pick.
Yeah.
We might run out of food.
Well, I'm going to break them down into little pieces.
Okay. All right.
And then the piece that he picks will be the team that we...
Yes, that we officially advance in the tournament. All right, going through, we're going to start in the South Regional.
South. That's what I like about the South.
We're going to rip that in half. The teams are Duke and Winthrop.
Okay.
What we're going to do is take a small piece of food, put one on each of the cards, and Little Man the Monkey will tell us who's going to win the first round game, Duke, which is the number one seed, or Winthrop, which is the number 16 seed.
Let's see where he goes. He's sitting up there.
Oh, man.
So conventional wisdom would choose Duke, but we're using a monkey.
He's experimenting a little bit. He's like going around.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hi, little man.
Football.
Come on, monkey.
Monkey's going to jump
back up on your shoulder.
Do you want to put them down on the lower level here? Want to do that? Why don't we put him on the lower level? And we'll put him right down. We'll see where he goes.
Whichever one he wants.
Okay. He's Duke.
Smart monkey. There we go. All right, so we have Duke going to the second round.
All right.
All right, our next game
He's a drooler, I'll tell you that.
Our next game is Notre Dame and Charlotte.
Okay, we'll put those down on the lower level. We'll see who he picks. Notre Dame and Charlotte.
He's chirping.
Again, you're listening to NCAA Picks by a monkey.
He has March Madness.
Oh, doesn't seem to like to leave Debbie. He has monkey March Madness.
You spend a lot of time with the monkey, don't you?
Yeah.
He's very attached to you.
Come on, monkey.
Literally, right?
Oh, God. Rob, how come you don't have the monkey CD out?
Charlotte. He's taken Charlotte.
That would be an upset, Mike.
Yes, Charlotte is the monkey's pick.
Okay?
That's your hash can. Okay.
Let's move on now to Indiana versus Utah. Number 5 seed Indiana versus number 12 seed Utah.
She's putting the lettuce down. We're going to see what little man does. He goes to, he takes Utah.
Utah. All right.
Very good.
Now we're moving. Now we're cooking the grease.
Very
good. Now we got USC versus UNC Wilmington.
Very good. Little man is doing a fantastic job.
Now we're flying through this.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now we're making amazing speed.
We're going to see what happens here.
Why do they have so many teams in this tournament?
I don't know.
God damn.
The monkey's going to be exhausted.
Are there any colleges that don't get
it? He's taking UNC Wilmington over South California. What is it?
USC.
USC, Southern California. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Now we have California versus Pennsylvania.
California versus Pennsylvania.
Mike, what we're doing is we're eliminating half the teams right now in the South.
Beautiful. He's taking California.
California?
The monkey is taking California. He's brushed his big, long tamarind tail over Pennsylvania.
Okay, next game is Pittsburgh against Central Connecticut.
He's going to bite me. Now you got me all freaked out with this unpredictable thing.
Now, is the monkey generally going to the same side every time?
No, not at all. He goes backwards and forwards. But occasionally, Debbie will have to lure him down by showing him where the food is.
Okay, here we go.
Go where the food is. He's taking Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, okay.
I will tell you that every time Debbie, lures him with the food to come down and puts it back on the one thing, he goes right to that one.
Oklahoma State versus Kent State.
I have to be honest to my listeners, Debbie.
Please, no rioting. Kent State.
Oklahoma State. He has eaten the lettuce. What are you? Is that grapes? Grapes. Oh, like a grape-sized tumor.
Right.
Yeah, and the final match in the South is Alabama versus Florida Atlantic.
Okay, here we go. He's immediately taking Florida Atlantic.
Florida, yes.
Yeah. Followed quickly by getting the grape off of the other team.
Okay.
He likes them both.
Here we go. So now we've got it down from 16 to 8 in the South.
Very good.
Now let's
move. We're tearing through these right now.
Let's go to the West.
Little man, the monkey, the tamarind is doing the cotton top tamarind is doing a fantastic job.
Number 1 Cincinnati versus number 16 ranked Boston University.
Let's see what he does.
This would be a giant upset.
Sure would.
Oh, he seems to be full of grapes right now, but now he's coming back down. He's taking BU. Way to go, little man, Boston University.
That is an upset of gigantic proportions.
Cincinnati, of course, one of the favored teams in the tournament.
They're a number 1 seed, Mike.
Number 1 seed.
All right, then you got UCLA and Mississippi.
Number 1 seed.
Seed.
Mississippi, without hesitation.
Mississippi. All right. How about Miami and Missouri?
Miami and Missouri.
Okay, he took Mississippi. Miami, Missouri.
He's looking.
Come on, monkey.
He's taking Missouri.
Missouri it is.
Missouri.
Missouri. Boy, he's got some powerful little legs on him. I guess for all that tree climbing.
God damn it.
Or in this monkey's case, the Debbie climbing.
Let me see. Now we have Ohio State versus Davidson.
Ohio State versus Davidson.
John Davidson.
Let's see where he goes. And my friend Bill Harvey will be happy to see that the monkey has taken the Ohio State University.
Oh, is that guy?
Yeah, it's my friend. Ohio State's got Ohio State license plate.
The Ohio State.
Like Ohio.
Has anyone noticed the studio starting to smell like monkey?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Rob, why don't you take a walk down the hallway? No, just
here we go. Gonzaga versus Wyoming.
Well, now we're getting bigger pieces of food. We've run out of grapes. We're going to see what the monkey does. Is this just variety of the diet?
It's like
he's calling on Lisa. Oh, he's gotten Lisa's hair.
Hold on. What's happening, Lisa?
Little man's giving Mike he's a very on my dirty head look for looking at Lisa.
Was little man prodding you?
Yes,
poking you? Exploring you?
He was exploring her hair. He didn't want to let go of Lisa's hair. I've known a lot of guys that said that. All right, he just picked
exactly.
Gonzaga.
No, he did.
Yes, no? He did. You weren't paying attention. You were giving me garbage.
Garbage.
Gonzaga it is.
Okay.
What is that supposed to mean?
What? That I've known a lot of guys that said they didn't want to let go of your hair.
Yeah. Maybe he just wanted to cut loose in your hair. Like Elvis. Here you go. Here's Arizona versus...
It's a comedy show. Don't try to...
Versus UC Santa Barbara.
All right. We're going to see if it's Arizona or UC Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara?
And, you know, really, Lisa, that would make sense. Since you're not...
Oh, Arizona.
By your own admission, you're not very good at oral.
Hey, wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
Why wouldn't guys pull your hair?
She has the book now. That's what I was referring to.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, I didn't say that I might not be good at it. Mm-hmm. I said I fear it.
Well, it was just, you know, when we try, Lisa, here's a lesson.
Xavier
versus
Hawaii.
For a younger broadcaster, when we try to analyze comedy,
hey,
it waters it down.
Explain
it makes it less
right
funny. Xavier is the school that was picked.
Okay.
Thanks for the tip, Mike.
And finally, in the West
Region. That's okay, kid.
Oklahoma versus University of Illinois, Chicago.
Okay, let's see what happens. There's a little bit of Debbie's moist fingers putting
the... We have some hot monkey love here today. We want to thank the monkey little man for coming in.
Little man is being quite a trooper.
Thank you.
And Debbie, you're doing a very nice job with him. But now
come
he seems
on,
to
monkey.
Not want to leave your back.
Hey.
God damn it, monkey.
Debbie's got a monkey on her back.
God damn it, monkey.
Does he ever bite you, Debbie?
God damn it, monkey.
Here we come.
Oklahoma. He has picked Oklahoma.
There it is.
Oklahoma. Okay.
Now, what would happen if you let go of this little leash?
All right,
would
we
all
know
the play?
Carry your eyes out.
Okay, we're halfway done with the first round. Here we go. Now, moving to the east. A game I know you're interested in.
Okay, very good.
Maryland versus Siena.
Come on, monkey man.
Number one rated Maryland. Number one seed versus Siena.
She's putting the grapes next to Siena, now next to Maryland. We're going to see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, I have wonderful news. The monkey has picked Maryland.
Maryland.
Maryland. Nice job, little man.
Okay. Next we have Wisconsin versus St. John's.
Now the monkey is on me, Don. The monkey is on me.
Can you blame him, Mike?
Seems to be fine.
The monkey can sense fear and has the strength of 10 men.
He didn't bite you, did he?
No, but the head came down near my hand. I don't want to get bitten by a monkey today.
Back on Lisa.
Wisconsin, St. John's.
Let's see how the monkey does. He liked me, though, didn't he, Debbie? That's why he went to me, right? What'd he do if he was like you? You know what worries me? Debbie scares me more than the monkeys. Debbie has, when he hopped on me, Debbie had this, like, really tight leash on him. Like, he was gonna, like, if she, you know, released the leash at all, he'd, like, gonna try to run into my teenage colon.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. Hello. Yeah, we have people who actually are making bets based on what the monkey is saying here today.
Let's see what it does.
Oh, hello.
Right to St. John's, Don. Right to St. John's.
Don and Mike, hello.
God damn it, monkey. You guys didn't announce that. We can't follow the bracket here. You missed the Gonzaga-Wyoming game.
No, we didn't. We chose Gonzaga.
No, you said it, but you never announced who monkey picked.
Yeah, we did.
No, we did. The monkey picked Gonzaga.
The monkey picked Gonzaga.
You.
We announced that. Pay attention,
sir. Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, you can do it.
All right, next game. Is this Marquette and Tulsa?
The monkey has got its rear end to both teams now. Debbie is moving him, and it didn't seem to want the food.
The monkey's full.
The monkey's full.
I'd say now we should just go on where the monkey moves towards.
Marquette.
Now I don't know.
Marquette.
I don't know, but well, now hold on, guys. The monkey really didn't pick Marquette. It didn't really even move in that
you
direction.
Realize there are 64 teams.
Let's give the monkey a fair chance to pick the right team here. You never know what would it be.
64 freaking teams to get through with a monkey picking.
The monkey
here
doesn't seem to want. It's not cooperating.
Cooperating.
I tell you, if you're betting in the brackets on Debbie's shoulder, the monkey. Oh.
He doesn't want anything now.
Well, we're going to have to go with Marquette, I guess.
All right, Marquette.
It's like Thanksgiving for the monkey. He's stuffed.
Is there any other food stuff the monkey might enjoy?
All right, how about, can you just hold the cards
up? The monkey just seemed to pull something out of Lisa's hair that he's eating now.
Yeah.
Something dry.
Oh, please.
Something dry in Lisa's hair.
Oh, God.
It really looked like that.
Chunk of something.
Leftover
crust. Some sort of crust.
How about this? How about you just hold them up and just see which one he goes for? You just hold them up. Which Kentucky and Valparaiso. Just see which one he goes for.
I'll walk to him. Hold them out separately and we'll have them all come through.
Which one was that?
Was that monkey poop? Was that monkey poop that just came out?
No, it's all right. It's
just that's the food that he had.
Okay, which one do you like there, monkey? Little man?
Monkey, you know, get rid of that shy. How old is he?
70.
He's too shy.
Come on, little man.
Shy.
Which one do you like, little man?
Little man.
How about little man go behind there, Lisa? Just see which one. Pick one, little man.
He's studying them both.
He is funny. There he's picked one.
He did. He picked one.
He actually picked it.
Who did he pick?
Valparaiso.
So did he point at it or what?
He grabbed it with his little monkey hand.
Did he really? Yeah. Fantastic. Can I hold the monkeys next time? I want to try this.
All right. Here's.
I mean, I want not the monkey. I want to hold the things.
Now, this is one that's important to me because it's the general, Bob Knight.
Bob Knight.
Texas Tech versus Southern Illinois. Well, which one do you like there? Come on, buddy. Come on, monkey.
Again,
pick the general.
He's reading them?
Pick the general, monkey. Monkey, pick the general. Come on, monkey. He is actually reading both of them.
I think he feels pressured to make a decision.
Monkey.
Hey, little man, come on. Now he's presented.
Monkey, it's what's for dinner. Come on.
Okay. He doesn't seem to want to make.
You're slowing the show down, monkey.
You like that one? He doesn't seem to be interested in either team.
Mike, maybe it's you.
He presented his butt to the...
I think that means he likes you. Yeah.
Come on, monkey.
No result.
Hey. Hey, come on. How about it?
This monkey's out of it. Monkey's too well fed.
Try Lisa again.
All right, Lisa. Give Lisa a try with him.
Give Lisa a try, Debbie. Come
here. I didn't mean it that way at all.
Well, it was taken that way, Debbie. I'm very hurt. Could it be? Hey, Debbie, could it be because the monkey's got so much food in his tummy now?
Oh, no, hold on. The monkey has just selected one with both of his monkey hands, Mike. He has the card in his mouth now.
He won't let it go.
Oh, and he did. He,
Southern Illinois.
I wish you could have seen him lunge at Lisa when she took the card away.
Sorry, Beast.
How come he won't take the cards from me?
Mike, monkeys don't go for you.
Don't take it first. You don't need to do your gloating dance.
All right, here is Georgia and Murray State. Now, that is sad news. According to the monkey, Bobby Knight's out in the first round.
Mm-hmm. How many more do we have to pick?
A lot.
Who's that?
Oh, who did he take?
Murray State.
Murray State.
Murray.
Good boy.
Mike, we're close to being done with the East Regionals.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Here we go. North Carolina State. You're only mad now because the monkeys rejected you.
Let me try it again.
Nope.
Please.
Nope.
Lisa seems to have a thing. We're doing North Carolina State versus Michigan State.
I know why she's doing well with this.
The monkey just reached out. There it is.
I'm sorry, I don't have that. Made his choice.
No, I don't need to say that.
Michigan State.
You know, what do you
monkey gets say? Along well with you. You usually do well with people with those IQs. There you go.
Wow. Now we have Connecticut versus Hampton. God damn, you're cold.
I am.
So better.
I'm not having any fun with this monkey right now, and I wanted...
Okay, we'll try it again. Here,
all right, let me try. Come
no,
here.
No. Come on, please.
Oh,
I want to have... about Mike getting it on with the monkey. The monkey likes selecting...
Get it on.
The monkey likes picking from Lisa.
Let's get it on.
Look at that, Mike.
He's studying the cards.
That's what the monkey's saying. Well, now, don't force the...
Didn't he touch Hampton? He touched Hampton.
You pushed Hampton towards him.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Hampton is the one. It worked well. Watch, he's going to be even more calm next time. It's going to work.
That one is under... I just want to say, that has an asterisk.
An asterisk, right.
Because you pushed Hampton towards him.
Well, like when he brushed his tail against Marquette and you said, that's a pick? Why can't we ever do anything in this studio without controversy?
Well, because when he brushed his tail, it was him doing it. You went like this, and you pushed. Now, don't give me the Sacramento dance, for God's sakes. Okay. All right, now we're down to the Midwest, and then we're going to be to the Sweet 16.
Very, very exciting.
All right. Kansas and Holy Cross. Lisa. I just want to get this done, Mike.
What's he doing? Why, was he scratching?
Kansas or Holy Cross?
Come on, monkey. You know what to do.
Come on, monkey.
You took Kansas.
Kansas.
There you go. Smart monkey.
See, with Lisa, look how good it goes with Lisa. Next game, Stanford and Western Kentucky. I can't believe you're getting your feelings hurt because the monkey likes her better.
I like the monkey. I want the monkey to be my friend.
Monkey's made a pick?
Oh, he's doing. He is doing much better.
Very Stanford. Quickly.
Stanford.
Stanford.
He wants right out of Lisa's hand.
Wants to keep the card.
Can we redo Connecticut and Hampton?
With Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Thank you.
No problem at all. You won't get any argument from me.
Thank you.
It's just fine.
Let's just see with Lisa, which the monkey picks.
The monkey's scratching itself.
Gearing up.
Hey, what's the matter, Lisa? How come you didn't pick it quickly?
The monkey says, I've seen these teams before.
Come on, monkey.
What do you pick?
Ooh, somebody's losing their touch with the monkey.
Show me that what you believe. Show me that the pick you made with Mike was the right one.
Hostility.
No, he's no. I am not hostile.
He's being distracted by people outside the window.
Hi, baby.
Come on, monkey. Which one do you like? Come on, monkey. Connecticut or Hampton? Which is it?
You make a choice.
Pick one.
Connecticut.
Damn dirty ape. Told you.
Changed his pick.
Told you.
Told you what?
We removed
the put the Hampton card in front of him.
All right.
Here we go. Florida.
This isn't any fun anymore.
Florida and Creighton.
Okay, let's see which one Lisa's friend picks.
Face it. The monkey's into Lisa. The monkey's not into you.
He's studying the cards.
Don't take it personally.
He took Creighton.
Creighton.
Monkey made its pick.
Way to go. I mean, at least give her credit. When Lisa does it, the monkey actually takes his little monkey hands and grabs onto a card.
No.
He does. You saw it.
No, you said give her credit. No.
Illinois versus San Diego State.
Illinois.
Immediately.
Illinois.
Look how fast he is.
He's great with her. I'm going to sit down now.
Good.
I don't have any chance of having a relationship with this monkey.
Texas versus Boston College.
If this was a chimpanzee, it would be a different story.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hi, baby.
I don't know why you need the monkey's love.
You don't know why?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
I need a little love right now from something.
From a monkey?
It's important to me, man. Just deal with it.
A little man.
I spotted Buzz.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he'd love Buzz, too. Everybody except for Mike.
Actually, Mike, he's been giving me bad looks all day, too.
Come on, little man. You can do it. There you go.
He
just took one.
Boston College.
Yeah. No coincidence that he, like, picks the right one 90% of the time.
That was my left hand.
No, but he went to the right. The monkey went to the right.
Is right. The monkey's right.
McNeese State. And Wake Forest.
Lisa's now...
Hold on. I got that wrong. It's Mississippi State and McNeese State.
Lisa's now shuffling the teams so as not to have any bias.
And once we do this, Mike, we're going to be down to very close. We're going to be down to 32.
Yeah.
Who 32 teams?
Yeah. Who do you take?
McNeese.
And these are...
I hope everybody's following along at home and filling out your brackets.
There you go. We're down to the final four teams out of the round of 64, so we'll cut them in half.
Mm-hmm.
Wake Forest and Pepperdine.
Let's see who he takes. Lisa's petting the monkey's paw or hand, or what do they call it? What is?
Shoulder.
Oh, her shoulder. Oh, I'm sorry. That was your shoulder.
It's like a lesbo thing happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a monkey.
Two girls and a monkey on Showtime. Saturday night on Cinemax. It's two girls and a monkey.
Now he's putting his ass out.
Hi, little man. Don't come over here. We're done. We have no relationship.
Lisa, don't let Mike. Oh, no. No. Don't let Mike do this. Now look at you.
See, it didn't work.
Yeah, I know. And you're really upset about that ass.
There's love.
Come on.
I tried.
Yeah, but you're fighting over a monkey.
Monkey had nothing to do with me. Monkey had nothing to do with me. Very pretty animal.
Monkey is just exhausted.
Yeah, I think the monkey's tired.
The monkey take Wake Forest?
You need a beverage for the monkey? You want some? I could pour some water into my bottle cap.
And
she said yes. Debbie said yes. Okay. Oh.
Oregon and Montana. This is the final in the round of 64.
Hold on. We're going to give the monkey a little water break. He's drinking water out of my bottle cap.
There you go, Mike.
Mike, put up there.
Can he have more?
Yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted a little water.
It's thirsty.
Yeah.
Worked up a power
that was
thirst.
And now he'll pick from you.
I'm thinking this is going to bribe him.
He's sitting on my hand drinking his water right now. You hear that? He likes me.
You got wood.
Oh, God.
I don't want to shake, but I'm laughing.
You got an MB. He got a monkey bone.
He really likes the water, huh?
Thirsty.
Primate turgidity.
Stop it, boys.
Monkey H.O.
A Well, that's, now he's looking out of my Code Red cap. That's
God, he'll
that's
be on.
Sugary.
Oh, that's your Mountain Dew stuff. No. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to the brackets. Come on now. Here we go.
One thirsty monkey.
One more to get past the first round.
Can't drink out of that bottle anymore.
Don't throw that in my mouth at the end of the show. Please.
All right, which and the final one, which is the monkey taking? Is the monkey taking Oregon or Montana?
What if we put two bottle caps with water?
Well, then his bladder will fill.
She said that's a good idea.
Who's the monkey take, Lisa?
Here you go.
Nobody yet?
Oh.
There's the water.
Now we're going to see where the monkey goes.
I'm just trying to help.
I know.
All right. Good cap.
Wish we had a
water.
Smarter monkey.
Two teams.
He's taking Oregon.
Oregon it is.
All right. Okay.
Get him away.
Take the water away.
Deprive him.
All right. Now.
Deprive him. It will make him a better picker.
Wow. This is that one we're going to get down to. We're down to 32. We're going to take it down to the round of Sweet 16.
No better bracket figure than a monkey that's been deprived water.
Duke.
A DM.
Duke.
Dehydrated monkey.
Duke versus Charlotte.
Is this? Yeah, that's the new one.
Duke versus Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. More pretzels, monkey.
We're going to put the water on both.
About
we'll see where
salt.
The monkey goes. He's thirsty. He's a
feeling
thirsty monkey.
Thirsty monkey.
Here you go.
Here we come.
Hey, monkey.
See where he goes.
Come on, monkey. Who you want?
He's going towards Duke.
Duke.
Duke of this.
Duke. All right, next game. So Duke makes it to the final Sweet 16.
I tell you, little man Debbie is seeing a trooper. I think he's doing a great job.
Now we have Charlotte versus Utah.
He doesn't like to leave your shoulder, that's for sure.
Utah, UNC Wilmington.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute, hold on.
Charlotte. He picked Duke to beat Charlotte. And now this is Utah versus UNC Wilmington.
Oh, you're right. Okay, you're right. Utah versus UNC Wilmington.
Correct.
And it's UNC Wilmington.
UNC Wilmington.
Mm-hmm. All right, now the next bracket is California and Pittsburgh.
Let's see where he goes.
Do you think he wants to come over here? Is that what he wants to do?
California and Pittsburgh.
Papers out of the way.
Hey, we get down to the final 16. I just think we'll let Buzz back.
In lieu of the monkey.
This is agonizing. This monkey's just jumping around and not doing anything.
Well, he's had quite a day.
God damn it, monkey.
GDI, man.
God damn it, monkey.
Oh, he crawled up on Lisa.
The monkey wants to have hair sex again with Lisa.
Did he pick California?
Yeah,
he picked California.
All right, you know California. What? At this point, I'm going to declare the monkey experiment over.
Okay. All right, very good. The monkey did a fantastic job.
With
God, Geronimo, get the hand.
Hold on, that's the wrong
thing. Right.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Did we let Buzz fly through? Could the monkey pick the final game, though?
If we had more monkeys in here, it might be more interesting, like maybe 12.
Hold on. Did they eat the California?
12 monkeys?
California.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
Right, here we go.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, like they were transported in something.
Keep
the barrel.
Keep the monkey here for the final four.
Now, that would be a lot of fun.
A barrel full of them.
Keep the monkey here for the final four. Because I'm gonna call.
That would be more fun.
A barrel full.
Like, nothing would be more fun.
I'm going to call someone who knows nothing about sports. My mother-in-law. And just fly through these.
Well, very good.
Hey, Big Frieda, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are
Listen,
you?
Here, I need your help.
All right.
Just tell me who you like. Oklahoma State or Florida? Pick one.
Oklahoma State comes to mind first.
BU or Mississippi?
Mississippi.
Fast.
Huh?
Who will be slower?
Does she get treats?
A
monkey?
Missouri or Ohio State?
Am I going to win something for losing?
No, Missouri or Ohio State?
Missouri.
We'll send you some grapes.
Gonzaga or Arizona?
Arizona.
Xavier or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma just looms large. I don't know why.
All right, very good. Okay, Oklahoma looms large. Hey, take note of that.
Maryland?
Gamblers?
Hi,
Maryland?
Hi.
Maryland, Maryland or St. John's?
Oh, Maryland.
Maryland. Way to go, Big Frida. That's a popular pick in these parts.
Okay. Marquette or Valparaiso?
Marquette.
Marquette.
Murray State or Michigan State?
Smelling a little monkey in here.
What was the first one?
Murray State or Michigan State?
Oh. I've never heard of Murray, so I guess I'll have to go for Michigan.
Michigan State?
Exactly. Don, Lisa's holding up. Wait, hold on one.
Southern Illinois or Murray State. My apologies.
Oh, Murray State.
It's Murray State.
Okay, Murray.
And finally, then is it Michigan State in Connecticut?
Yes.
Yes, Michigan State in Connecticut.
Michigan.
Michigan State.
Very good.
Okay. Well, I know the results of all these wonderful picks.
Over the weekend.
Watch your local sports.
Kansas?
Sure.
Or Stanford?
Beg your pardon?
Kansas or Stanford?
Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next one, Lisa. Next game is Illinois or Creighton?
Illinois.
Next we have Boston College or McNeese State?
I guess I better take Boston College.
That's an upset.
College. And Oregon or Wake Forest?
Wake Forest.
All right, now.
We're down to the wire, huh?
Now we're going to get down to eight, and then we'll let the monkey pick the final four.
Very exciting.
All right, Big Frida.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law, incidentally, who I love very much and who knows nothing about sports. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Men like to watch them.
Duke or UNC Wilmington?
I'll pick Duke.
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 I'm sorry.
Oklahoma State or California?
Rob.
I don't know. I'm still feeling Oklahoma's going to be a star this.
Oklahoma
That's
State.
Fine.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi or Missouri?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. And Oklahoma or Arizona?
You just asked me that, didn't you?
No,
I didn't.
Oklahoma State or Arizona?
No, Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Just regular Oklahoma or Arizona.
I'll still pick Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I mean, teams do that.
Listen, we've been through this for a half hour with a monkey.
Well, I hope our listeners like basketball.
and you think the monkey's going to do better than me, sure.
Maryland or Marquette?
I thought we did that one, but Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah, we're narrowing it down, so you're hearing some other teams again.
Murray State or Michigan State?
Michigan.
There you go.
Michigan State.
I like the way Big Frida's doing.
Thank you.
Kansas or Illinois?
Kansas.
And finally, finally,
Boston College.
And Wake Forest.
Wake Forest is her pick. There we go.
So now we are down to eight.
That's correct.
Are we down to eight? Yeah.
We're down to eight.
Mm-hmm. All right, then we're going to use my mother-in-law one last time.
We are.
To get it down to four. And then the monkey.
We'll pick the national. I thought the monkey was going to pick the final four is the big thing.
All right, thanks. Big Frida, you're off the line.
You did a fantastic job, Big Frida.
Thank you.
Well, I'll listen Monday, I guess, and know how I did.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care of you.
Love you. See you later.
Bye-bye, Frida.
All right, bye-bye.
There she is.
Bye.
My mother-in-law. Substitute for the monkey.
That is fantastic. Now, are we going to wait for a commercial break for the monkey to pick the final four?
If the monkey could do it fast, I'd like to just...
It's not going
to
happen.
Let's, can we give it a shot?
Already in Debbie's hair. All right, the monkey's going down to the final four. We have Duke
and Oklahoma State.
Duke and Oklahoma. Monkey's all over the studio.
The monkey's grown weary.
Hey, how about you
game.
Put a pen on one of them? See, put this pen or that pen. See what the monkey takes.
Why don't you hold one?
Okay.
I got Duke.
All right.
We know you got Duke.
I'll take Duke enough. Oh, the monkey's,
now the monkey's coming over here. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. Is the monkey...
No.
Yeah, it looks
does
like...
The monkey... Is the monkey excited? It's hard to know. No? Really? That's the... You know, if you're talking relative...
All right. Hey, Duke. Or Oklahoma. I got him right here. Hey, monkey. Come on.
No, he won't come to you.
Here he comes. Hey, bud.
Monkey does not like you.
Hey, bud. Look at this. Monkey likes me.
I think the monkey might like you more than any of us.
Hey, monkey.
Hey, let's not go crazy.
Duke or Oklahoma State?
You think the monkey's very excited to see Don?
I think maybe.
Duke.
He didn't pick Duke.
He just put his little hand on Duke. He did.
Okay. He did. Watch. Do it again. Here you go. Come on, monkey. Hey, come on. You want to come on my side of the board? Let him go. Come on over here. Here you go. Duke or Oklahoma State?
Don't let him hit any buttons.
Pick one. Pick one. Come on, please. For the love of God. Well,
what is it, Duke or Oklahoma? He might have just picked Oklahoma State.
Yes. Now, hold on. Now, don't pull him like that. Oh, now he's coming up Lisa's arm.
He loves Lisa.
All right. You know what?
We're going to have to wait.
We have to do this off the air. I'm sorry.
Off the air? You sure you don't want to try it? Well, just go to commercial, let the monkey calm down, have a cigarette?
Do you think the monkey, it's possible that the monkey can pick?
We can get other treats.
Give it other we'll treat. Get other treats.
Okay, all right, we'll get another treat.
It's just bored.
Okay.
We get other treats.
But did the monkey pick Duke, for the record?
No.
Okay.
Thank you for being honest.
No. F you. 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 Does the monkey doesn't like you?
My apologies to Hampton. My God, my apologies to Hampton.
All right. As it stands right now, here's what the monkey selected. We're down to the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Duke, Oklahoma State, Mississippi and Oklahoma,
right.
Maryland and Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
Illinois and Wake Forest.
Kansas and Wake Forest.
Kansas and Wake Forest.
Well, that's Buzz. Yes. That's important to Buzz.
I'm taking notes.
Kansas and Wake Forest. Right. That's your Elite Eight.
And the monkey's going. We're going to have different treats for the monkey.
Okay. We better. Or we're going to have one dead monkey in here.
Different treats in the next break, too. So we can motivate the monkey to come back. I'm going to spread sugar on my nipples.
You really want the monkey
to love
me.
Big time. Will Duke be the left nipple or the right nipple?
It depends.
Was it worse for you?
Hold on. Let me see who's online.
One's bigger.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is DK Mutombo.
Oh, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Mickey Dolenz. I would have came down and picked the games for you. I'm dying to get back into show business.
You know, if we were smart, if we really used our noodle,
right.
We would have had Davy Jones on the line.
We would have had maybe next year we have two monkeys working the game.
Hey, I heard the monkey likes Lisa because she's into black guys. Waddle doodle.
Oh, stop it.
Waddle doodle.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, why don't you get out your Rolodex?
Okay.
Do it right now, just real quick, and see if you got any monkeys in there.
See if we got Davy Jones.
Lisa might have Peter Tork.
Mike Nesmith.
No, I know.
Whose mother invented Whiteout.
Mike Nesmith is the only one who's ever been on the show.
I think he's a recluse.
We've had all the other ones on the show.
Or a recluse.
He doesn't have anything to do with the other monkeys.
Mm-hmm. I think Peter Tork was the last one we had on.
Yeah, and Lisa might have his number.
He took the sex quiz, right? Peter Tork took the sex quiz.
He experimented in homosexuality.
There you go. That's right. He was a wonderful guest.
All right, well, then do this. Get Peter Tork on the line during the break.
We may have two monkeys when we come back.
That if the little man won't do it, maybe right. Peter Tork will.
And, you know, based on the relative size of something I saw on Little Man, I think he is completely misnamed.
Big Man.
Big Man. Didn't you see that?
No, I wasn't looking at the money.
It looked like, really.
At the monkey's D.
It looked like a cherry stem.
Really? Mike saw what was he pointing at?
I was pointing at Don.
Don wins.
Don wins.
Oh, man. Okay. Don's going to the final four.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye.
Here we are.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hello, Don, on my show. Hello. And I don't know what is, I don't know what's up with the phones. We have guys, I don't know if it's a malfunction with the phones. We have guys who are really into the NCAA thing.
Oh, totally into it.
Who keep calling. I want one of these guys on the air. Don't talk to them off the air. Guys that are calling in that are having trouble following.
Really?
They can't follow along with the brackets?
Because they're filling out the brackets. Guys who seriously, we had one guy call from Las Vegas and say he was going to go to some casino and lay $1,000.
There you go.
On the monkey's picks.
That's smart. That's, you know, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm. And we now have the digital camera in here. So later this afternoon, you'll be able to go to WNEW.com.
Nice close-up shots of Little Man the Monkey, including Little Man's urine on Joe Ardinger's leg.
Yeah. And I'll say this. Joe did make me laugh because I was back in the producer's room, and I said, oh, look, hey, the monkey. The monkey just took a leak on Joe. And Joe said,
Hey, man, that's all right. Everybody takes a leak on me around here.
That's funny.
Joe's got a nice big wet spot on his leg.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, it's just a perfect circle, right, where a little man apparently, you know, had a little too much water.
Sure. Okay, here we go. Let's bring the monkey back.
Very good.
What we are doing now, we are going to actually have the monkey pick from the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and eventually your NCAA winner.
Now, I know a lot of people only bet on the Final Four, so this is the most important part of the picking that we're going to get to right now.
Hello, Don, the Mike Show.
Hey, you busy boys ran home yesterday. I'm going to come up and kick that ass.
Huh? Ah, I thought that was 2 days ago.
That was Monday.
I didn't come into work yesterday. Y'all was scared of me.
That was Monday.
You know, we got monkey Monday. Picking to do. Yeah. F you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
Hey. Okay.
Hey, listen, I was thinking, if you got like a little cowboy hat and you put a little cowboy hat on that monkey and a pair of sunglasses and a handkerchief around its neck, you can call it Imus.
Stupid idiot.
Thank you, my friend.
I like sunflowers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops, hold on.
Wrong line. Paul.
I'm Paul.
Paul, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I can barely hear you. Anyway, can you play the Running Stimpy music and call Mike a sick little monkey? And if Mike really wants a monkey, I got him one. And you guys are really
nice. No, hey, man. Sir, I'm right here. I'm right here. If you've got a little monkey you want, what did you say?
Well, what's going on
if
here?
You want to play with a little monkey, Mike, yeah. I mean, I got McGill a gorilla if you want.
Well, are you talking, sir, are you making some sort of reference that you want me to touch your penis?
No. I just want you to touch my monkey.
Your monkey?
Your penis.
Yeah. You're talking about your thing, isn't that right?
No, my monkey. I got my monkey on a leash.
You have your monkey on, now you're really starting to discuss.
That means he's got a C-ring.
Is that true?
No, I don't have a Prince Albert. I mean,
are you talking?
I got a little monkey, like Marcel.
Are you really
from Friends?
Stop talking.
I got a little monkey. It's friendly.
You know, that is the monkey on Friends.
Yeah. Are you serious that you have a monkey?
Yeah. You want to play with my little monkey?
Yes, I do.
I do. You sick little monkey.
I badly want to play with your monkey. That'll come back to haunt me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, isolate that, Rob.
Yeah, you'll hear that audio on DonandMikeFans.com.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, this is your Sacramento Colony caller. How you doing today?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. I just want to tell you it's great listening to you live right now on the Internet. You guys know that?
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I think. I'm not going to delete that out, but I do want to say you're a dumbass that the more you let people know that that's out there, the faster it is for CBS to shut it down.
Right. So you know which side I'm talking about?
Doesn't matter.
Why would you get on the air? Why would you get on the air and say, I'm listening to you on the Internet right now?
Rob knows why. Rob has a theory. I think I'd like to hear Rob's theory.
Because the people of Sacramento are only happy when they're miserable and they crave pain and hate.
We do crave pain and hate.
Uh-huh.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks.
Spoiler for everyone.
You tempt me to do the Sacramento dance.
That's right.
I won't. But you tempt me
to. The monkey is doing the Sacramento dance.
No, both Mike and Rob are doing the Sacramento dance.
There you go.
In front of the monkey's mommy. Hello.
Little man.
Don and Mike Show.
Who dead monkey's mommy?
Guys, Radio Gods, how are you doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Fantastic. I was wondering if the monkey could throw a little Duke at Duke.
Duke at Duke.
Throw a little Duke at Duke. You know, it's funny you mention that because for our next pick, I see that Duke is one of the teams that's out there. But yep. The monkey has so far only relieved its bladder. And so far there hasn't been anything. Oh, it hasn't? Has there been solid?
Yeah.
There's been poo?
He's been eating.
When did he poo? During the break? Oh, he pooed right there?
I thought I smelled that. Get Debbie on the microphone. When did the monkey crab in the studio?
Just about 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago.
Oh, I can smell that. My God, that's ammonia. That's pungent. That monkey poo smells bad.
Probably the worst out there.
Really?
How big is it?
The worst?
Yep.
How big is it?
Just about the size of a raisin.
Size of a raisin.
Can you smell that?
Can't smell a thing, because I got a tumor, though.
That's right. A grape-sized tumor. Come here, little man.
We're taking pictures now for the Internet, and we're down to the Final Four. Rob, have you secured...
No, Davey's too busy.
The other monkey?
No, Davey's too busy.
Okay, let's go with Plan B then on that.
Okay, I'll go get Mike Nesmith on the phone.
Get Mike Nesmith on the phone. We are down. Yeah, and Mike, I smell that monkey ass now.
It's really pungent. It's very. It's not like, you know, any normal poop smell. It smells very like ammonia-like.
We are down to the Elite Eight.
Oh, does the monkey have gas?
We're down to the Elite Eight.
Who
knows? Possibly.
Here we go. Does the monkey like Duke or Oklahoma State?
The monkey seems to like Lisa's hair again.
Duke or Oklahoma State?
Duke.
Duke.
The monkey has not thrown Duke at Duke. The monkey has picked Duke.
Duke is a Final Four team. Okay. Mississippi or Oklahoma? Mississippi or Oklahoma?
All right, let's see.
Which is it?
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. The monkey's working very fast.
All right, now, Maryland or Michigan State?
I know a lot of people hanging on this one. Big game coming up here. Let's see what the monkey does. The monkey's hanging on to Lisa's crotch right. Michigan State.
Michigan State. And finally, Kansas.
Can you give me Michigan State, Lisa? Thank you.
Kansas or Wake Forest.
Here we go. These are the last two teams.
For the Final Four.
Come on, Monkey.
Come on, Monkey.
Let's see what happens. I know Buzz is pulling for Kansas. Let's see what happens.
Come on, Monkey.
Monkey up there.
Kansas or Wake Forest?
Here we go.
Kansas has been picked for the Final Four.
I love this Monkey.
According to the Monkey, here's your Final Four. Duke, Mississippi, Michigan State, and Kansas.
Fantastic. That's a good Final Four.
And might
Mississippi probably be an underdog, right?
Joining us now on the phone, the recluse, Mike Nesmith.
Hey, Mike Nesmith, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
Hi, good to see you. Good to hear you guys.
Mike, was your mother the one that invited Whiteout?
Invented
Whiteout.
It was liquid paper, but yes, I'm just sitting here in a tub full of money.
Wonderful, so nice to
hear. And I'm naked except for my wool hat.
All right, so Mike Nesmith is standing by just in case the monkey doesn't make the pick.
I'm at my ranch in Texas.
The first game of the Final Four. Nobody's being picked. No, not you yet.
Okay.
Duke versus Mississippi. As we go to the little man, the monkey.
Mississippi.
He's picked Mississippi, Don.
Wow. That's an upset.
Really?
And Michigan State versus Kansas.
We're going to see in a second. Little man, the monkey, the tamarind, making his way to the two teams. Let's see what happens. Kansas will be in the divine two, or what the hell, even all the
jargon. For all of the money.
Sweet 16.
Here we go.
Kansas. The championship game for the national title in the NCAA will be Mississippi versus Kansas.
Let me ask Mike Nesmith.
Yes.
Who would you select? Yours will not count, but Mike Nesmith of the Monkees, who would you select?
What were the choices again?
Kansas and Mississippi.
Oh, well, it's got to be Mississippi. As you can tell from that outrageous accent, I come from the South.
There you go. Very good, Mike. Well, now we're going to see what the monkey picks.
All right, and now the monkey will select for the national championship in March Madness.
He's ready to pick. Now he just got distracted again.
Okay, is it going to be Kansas or Mississippi?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kansas has won the national championship.
Yeah! Here we
come. Go, there you go. Just remember, if Kansas does go on to win the NCAA championship,
picked by a monkey.
It was picked by a monkey. You know, and the... The monkey could have done worse on picking the national champion, that's for sure.
Yep. Well, we want to thank Little Man for coming in. And we want to thank Debbie, who is Little Man's mommy, who had the Leesburg Animal Park. That's leesburganimalpark.com. And thank you for coming with the monkey.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
Here you go, Little Man.
Might get some water.
Pour the monkey another drink.
Here you go. It's been our goal to have a monkey on the show for years. Now the monkey is... Did you get a picture of that, Jason? The monkey was attempting to hump Lisa's arm. And Mike, are you still trying to make friends with the monkey?
I'm still trying to give the monkey a little water, but he's finishing one of his little pieces of monkey food.
He's
happy your friend, Mike.
Take his treat.
You'll be my friend?
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Mike Nesmith. I've always wanted to befriend a monkey.
Come down to my ranch.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Are you wearing the wool hat right now?
Yes, I am. Oh, it's beautiful. It's green.
Nothing else.
Just the wool hat.
And you're in a tub full of money.
I am. I'm cleansing myself in $5 bills. It's great to be independently wealthy. And you, Mickey.
How come you're not on that dumb Fox show tonight boxing someone?
I don't know. They didn't offer it. I'd like to kick Mickey's ass. I'd beat him with Davey.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Nesmith.
All right. F you.
Say F you.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye-bye.
I said good day.
Good day.
And thank you to Little Man.
And Debbie, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
I hope you had fun with your monkey down here.
We had wonderful time.
Now, everybody, listen, I know that that was perhaps a bit tedious.
Yes, but we had to do it. It's more like something we had to get done.
We had to. 1 year we had to have a monkey make the picks for us.
Debbie, sometime in the future, if you could ever get your hands on a chimpanzee, we'd certainly appreciate it, you know. But thank you so much.
Because Mike's got a thing for monkeys.
I love monkeys.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Goodbye, little man.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Is it yes, this is a University of Kansas alum. And, yes, and I want to bet my whole house on this, so you guys better be right.
Well, you should be very thrilled that Little Man the Monkey was able to successfully pick your alma mater as, you know, as the winner.
National champions.
I think it's rigged because there's no way that he had Duke, Kansas, Maryland all in it till the end. Something's up there.
You have no idea how random this is. I mean, the monkey would just run back and forth.
Well, that is one hell of a monkey.
The monkey's elite eight were Maryland, Michigan State, Kansas, and Wake Forest, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Duke.
Now, Mississippi, are they kind of a wild card? Is that the one wild card that's in there?
All right, let me
that's
see.
That's Ole Miss, right?
No, Mississippi is number nine ranked in the West. They have a record of 20-10.
Is it Ole Miss?
Ole Miss.
I think that's what they call Ole Miss. They're in a good conference, though. They play tough.
All right, so there's a chance they could be, they could be a sneak in.
Yeah, sure, it could happen.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, it could happen. A little man can fly out of my ass, too.
You're questioning the monkey?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're great.
Hey, Rob Spivak.
Ah, there you go. Rob in the back of the studio talking to one of his brown shirts.
Hey, which one of you guys is going to, like, stick your thumb up that monkey's bum?
That'd be Mike.
I'm fond of the monkey, but
and,
I would...
You know, I think... Who is it? I think it's Don's wife. She is a pig, and I'd like to kick you guys in the nuts.
Oh, is this the same guy? This is the same guy as always.
The whole world hates you. You guys
use the F word. Goodbye, sir. Sorry, you know, use the F word. We have to say goodbye.
Such a bitter young man.
Such anger. Such hatred.
This feature cannot be activated because the number is outside.
Yeah, that is a crying shame. But
too bad. Hide behind your star 67.
Some guys are getting off on this now. So we're kind of keeping it down to a dull roar.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Can I take calls on here?
You know, speaking of what I was going to do with that monkey.
The whole system is shut down now because everybody hit the delay when the guy said the F word.
Well, you know, it's funny. We've got so many backups with the F word, and they love to jump when the F word. You know, but the monkey could do a good job on the delay. Very good. Goodbye. Bye. Bye, little man.
The monkey could do a good job as general manager. the monkey might be an excellent replacement for the president of the radio division.
Did you hear what Debbie said about monkey poop? That apparently it's the worst in the animal world. That when they take a number two,
I've smelled worse.
It's our
in this room. I swear to God,
I have too. But I mean, that's a size issue. If the monkey was as large as we were, with what the monkey did in here, which was drop a little coil down on the.
This is like the theory that if ants were human sized,
if ants were human sized, they'd rip you apart, they'd
be like Superman.
Right. You could, if you were an ant, you could easily pick up your own vehicle and carry it around.
That's true.
That'd be great.
How many? What is it? I believe it's six times stronger. At least six times stronger than a human if they were our size.
But ain't it great that we're so big that we can kill them with a magnifying glass?
There you go.
It's fantastic. I love it. I love killing ants.
We're so big and smart.
We are.
We're
smarter than ants.
I'm not arguing.
Okay.
I'm not arguing.
We're going to break. Come back and a Wednesday favorite.
I saw that bumper sticker. What's that bumper sticker that said somebody, I love animals. They're delicious. Duh.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Taking a time out.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, you children, you're so smart, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
You're listening to them right now. Don and Mike.
I got a look at some of the monkey pictures.
you will want to go to either WNEW.com or WYSP.com.
Excellent.
By the end of the business day today, the pictures should be up.
We're looking forward to you seeing our monkey.
Lots of great monkey pictures.
That was Little Man the Monkey, who was not Little Man, not relatively.
the pictures, you'll actually see the monkey with the two pieces of paper in front of him,
right,
selecting which one he wants.
That's how he did it. He was very good. And, you know, that's a lot of work for that monkey to do, and he did a yeoman's job.
There's also a picture of the big wet spot on Joe Ardinger's leg.
We should have gotten a picture of the monkey poo.
We should have.
Because it was right here in this the guest chair.
Somebody cleaned it out, though.
Well, she did. She just wiped it quickly.
Hello.
Yeah. There's probably still residue.
Don and Mike show.
Did you ever know that you're my heroes?
Well, thank you.
I love all of the bits that you do.
Thank you.
You make me realize that I'm alive each day.
Wow.
Because you are the chunks within my stool.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It was lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Very nice of you.
Thank you.
It's very tender.
Jesus Christ.
We need that.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I need that with my tumor. Sure. Yeah, with your grape-sized tumor behind your left ear, 3/4 inch from your brain.
John, are you there?
She called this up in the east from your brain.
Hi, John.
You guys have a problem with monkeys. All you got to do is spank it really hard, and all your problems will be solved. I guarantee it.
Thank you, John.
Trust me, I got plenty of monkeys.
Thanks. We've never heard that before.
Yeah, I haven't heard the spank the monkey joke.
Thank you, though.
Since this bit was conceived.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, I get it. Monkey.
And you know what? For my money, I believe that we should have a new term, a new original term for pleasuring oneself. I think spank the monkey, cuff the carrot, I believe all overused.
I like J.O.
No, but I mean, I think that they're out there. There are some creative folk that would be able to come up with just a... I remember the first time I heard spank the monkey, I laughed my ass off.
You know what? Let me go through my stuff at home.
You got your list,
I know I've got those lists.
You had a great list. I think one of the ones we liked last time was paint your belly.
Well, again, now, that would work for Mike. For me, it would be paint the wall.
Oh, for you, it would be paint the county.
Paint the county.
For you, it would be kill a neighbor.
For you, it would be kill the dog.
Put out an eye.
Right.
But no, I got a list somewhere.
You know, and speaking of that, I was watching, crazy me, I was watching a film the other night.
Porno?
Yeah, and I was thinking to myself, you know, as they showed the moment of, you know, wow.
The money shot?
I was realizing that what you claimed... That I had actually probably outside of one guy, I've never seen that in a film. The type of velocity that you're talking about, because you were talking about covering a distance of
about 6 feet,
like 6 feet, which I don't think even the guy that I'm talking about, who is
Peter North,
who's famous for this, is capable of doing it, which would tell me that you ought to. Don't we make money on it somehow and you know, like, get into a film?
Don't we have some guy who always, whenever we do, like, one of those what would you do contests, the guy calls up and says he can...
That he has a 15, distance factor?
Yeah. 15, 16, 17 feet.
I mean, I think that by one... And I was thinking about it when I... You know, I don't know why I was thinking about you while I was watching this, but I was just... yeah, right. It was actually the mechanics of this, and I was saying, you know, that is a true prodigy type situation that you're able to do this.
Bless you.
And then I sneezed.
A genital sneeze.
A genital sneeze.
I will tell you something now that I have never before told on the radio.
Okay.
And I swear on my kid's life, this is true. This is a long time ago. I'm climbing up the DJ ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a girl back at my no furniture apartment.
Your DJ pad. Right.
Yeah. This is when I was working in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her there, and I realized that nothing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. All I've done is felt her up.
Oh, God.
Seen her jugs.
Right.
But nothing's going to happen.
I mean, at that moment, or that's going to be it?
The deal is not going to be closed,
ever.
It's not going to be closed.
All right, very good.
But damn, I had worked on this girl for weeks.
Hours.
Well, I mean, you know.
Back in those days.
Picked her up on the telephone. She's right. One of those girls.
Okay, so weeks.
weeks of talking.
And she's very attractive.
While I'm playing the records, she is a knockout.
Wow.
She is an absolute stone-cold freaking knockout.
But you're not clicking.
We're clicking. It's just she doesn't want to do anything.
She's drawing a line.
And she's saying no.
And you've always known that no means no.
Yeah. I mean, it's I got the deal where I get my hand up the bra. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I unhook the bra. That's fine.
And he knows along the way, stop it.
No. Only got the no when I went...
Stop it.
When I went south.
For God's sake, stop it.
My hand goes down there, and she put my hand... She said...
That's enough.
No, this is it.
Okay. Certainly not.
So, at that point, I said, okay, and we just kept making out or whatever we were doing.
Right.
And feeling her up. But I was so... charged up,
of course,
that I excused myself to go to the bathroom. I swear to Christ, I was so charged up.
Right.
I'm sitting on the toilet. And.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. We're with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hit the ceiling.
Incredible.
Now, I'm not saying that it was a high ceiling, that it was like a 20-foot ceiling. It was a standard.
Like an 8-foot ceiling.
Standard bathroom ceiling.
It's still amazing.
But for me,
it's against gravity.
For me sitting.
Right.
I mean, that's what it was.
Right.
And it
See,
was.
That's why you could have had another career.
And furthermore, it was like none I've ever experienced before.
Bathroom now has a skylight.
It was. And maybe this is a sign of the purity of it.
Had you.
It was clear.
Okay. Wait, that's more detail than I needed.
Okay.
That's nice.
It was clear, and I had to sop it up.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about velocity, quantity, everything was...
It was the...
Over the top.
Without a question, the best...
Had it been a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually what results in that.
And I'm talking about long term. This is like, you know, I'm talking about like 1978.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on the floor in my apartment, which has... No furniture.
Right.
There's a mat.
Not even a mat, but you have a mattress, right?
There's a mattress and a television.
Right.
I excuse myself to go to the bathroom. I'm in there for 15 minutes.
Right.
Working it. I come back out. She's still laying there without her top on. I'm not into it. Because I've already...
Right.
But I don't want her to know that I've already done this.
Right.
So I just... I lay there with her and we start watching television. And eventually she gets the idea and she puts her shirt on and she leaves.
Wow. And never to be seen again?
Never again.
That's a sad story.
Never
again. It is a sad story. It's not really...
It's a happy story.
It's not that happy, though.
No, for me, that's a happy story.
That's a happy story.
For me, that's a highlight.
Would you have liked to share that moment with her, though? Wouldn't that have made it a happier story?
You know what? I think... That the reason that I was able to give the performance I did in the bathroom,
yes,
was the fact that I knew I wasn't going to get in the other room.
Ah, very good.
And the fact that she was right in the other room.
So you're saying one of the best times alone ever.
That was my finest moment ever alone.
I tell you why it's such a happy story, because if he had been with her, he would have killed her.
That's right.
That kind of power?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either.
I mean, no, really.
Take a head, clean off.
No, Rob, you know what? I think if I had been with her, I don't think that there's a chance that it would have had the increased whatever it was.
Yeah, perhaps, it's all psychological.
Yeah,
it's,
the thought that I...
It's part physiological, part psychological.
All I know is that I was ready... She was laying on the mattress, mm-hmm. No sheets or nothing.
Right.
Typical disc jockey apartment.
Sure.
I go in the other room. I'm going, oh, yeah. And then the next thing you know...
You're just a cool customer.
The next thing you know, it's raining in there.
Well, it's like the Something About Mary, you know, when they talk about, you know, when you're going out for a big date.
Right.
So you can be a cool customer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You might say that men are driven by that.
That's
the whole enchilada right there.
That was the best me on me I've ever had.
That's amazing that you actually remember that. I don't think I'd be able to tell you.
You know why I remember it? Because I got it on the ceiling. And I'm not talking about a little bit on the ceiling.
Right.
I'm talking about...
No, that's good.
A lot on the ceiling.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Don and Mike.
I too possess this incredible power. And during my younger, unsuccessful romantic years, My bedroom ceiling looked like Luray Caverns. I had stalactites hanging.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard on this show.
Well, I can relate.
There he goes. You know, he's right to hang up. That is, that is disgusting. And I don't believe him.
Oh. It's pot. Hey, if I could hit the bathroom ceiling.
No, but it's the stalactites.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don't believe that.
Yeah, hello. How you guys doing?
Hi.
First off, what you just described is probably where the song Raining Men came from. Anyway, okay. I got some names, other names for the good old J.O. for you.
All right.
Some of them I've heard before, some of them I kind of made up myself, so bear with me.
All right.
Waxing the Turtle.
Waxing the Turtle?
No.
That's a bad one.
No. Okay. Polishing the Knob.
No.
No. Old.
Too old.
Self-induced blindness.
What's that?
Self-induced blindness.
Self-induced blindness. No, and also when you say like...
No.
Is that it?
Self-help plan.
Self-help plan, no.
The Lonely Man Special.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, none of those work.
They all lose.
And some of them are old. I mean, some of them have been used before.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
I got some of you guys remember next time somebody calls in and starts ragging you?
Yeah.
Just remember this one right here, all right?
Okay.
Is that We Rock?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay. Hello? Yeah, that was it. We Rock.
We Rock.
We Rock. Mm-hmm. Hello, Jake. You're on the air. Hi, Jake.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hi.
I was just rolling on the floor listening to that story. I got to congratulate you on having the presence of mind to excuse yourself and go to the next room to relieve yourself. But I certainly would have just, like, kept going at it and lost it in my underwears. And I'm sure the girl would have sensed that. And then,
where's your crab detector now? See, where's your Messiah now?
There is nobody that gets through this show to
the perfect guy
more than that guy.
Hello, Mary. Mary, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Don't you think Frieda's going to be pissed that you lasted 15 minutes?
Yeah, that's the one question. That's a good point she brings up. What's this 15 minutes you said?
Why wouldn't it be absolutely...
You know
why, like, it wasn't...
5 seconds.
You know why it wasn't immediate?
Cleanup process?
No, because the girl was in the next room. And I found it hard to concentrate.
Oh, really?
It was like, as I was getting going, I would all of a sudden I realized, I would think, well, she must think I'm in here taking a Duke. And as soon as you, started thinking like that...
You get nervous.
Yeah.
Right.
That's okay. It's better when you're nervous.
Yeah, it is.
This was
when you think about getting caught.
Yeah.
This was BF.
Here's a naughty girl here.
This was MBF. This was much before Frieda.
This is
years before.
So you like to do it when you there's a danger you'll get caught.
Yeah.
Really?
You think you're
going to
get caught.
You like to J.O.? Or you like to just have sex?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And yes.
Yes and yes.
So I guess you've done it with your lover in a public place?
Absolutely. And it's better that way. It's more exciting.
What was the place? I'm curious.
I don't want to discuss that.
Of course not.
Well, I mean,
a restaurant, a parking lot, a stadium, where was it?
Speak generically. You don't have to mention the specific place, but speak generically.
Just in a parking lot.
In a parking lot.
All right, nothing there.
No big
You're
look.
A schoolgirl. See you later.
You want to try something special? Try the dentist's office.
Hello, Dr. Mike Show.
During business hours.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, did you watch the Osbournes last night?
Yeah, but I've asked everybody to please cut me some slack because I TiVo'd it and I didn't watch it, but I hear it's better than the first one.
Hey, I got it on tape, and we're all familiar with Ozzy's indiscernible speech patterns.
Right, yeah.
I got a clip here from the show. Do you want to listen to it?
Please, yeah.
I have no clue what he says.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Roll it. Yeah.
I don't have it queued up, though.
You don't have it queued up?
All right, go ahead and pop it on.
Hold a second.
All right, I'll come back to you. Hold on a second. Cue it up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
It's Thomas Gavin.
Hi, Tom.
Here's a guy that's painted the ceiling.
Tom, what can we do for you?
I'm glad your MRI came out good. I'm glad you're back on the show.
Here's a man that lingers in the land of the web.
Yes, he does.
Of the World Wide Web.
Tom, I'm fine.
You're fine?
I didn't have an MRI yesterday.
You have not?
I did not.
And I heard the monkey today.
Yes, how do you spell monkey, Tom?
MONKEY.
He spelled monkey correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom?
Where's Charlie?
Charlie's not here, Tom.
Hey, Tom, how do you spell brain?
B-A-R-A-I-N.
I-N-T-E-R-N-D.
Barned.
How do you spell internet?
I-N-T-I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T.
You got the internet.
Oh, that,
wow.
That he got.
How about computer, Tom? How about computer?
Computer. It's C-O-M-P-E-N-T-E-R.
And finally,
enter.
How about porno?
Porno, P O W.
Pow.
Right.
P O W N.
Pow. Thanks, Tom. Bye, Tom.
Next crap band will be at State Theater, April 3rd.
See you, Tom.
No.
Bye, bye.
Oh, God Almighty.
Mike, he's your manager.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, Donna.
April 5th.
Hello, Donna. Mike Show.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you guys today?
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
Good. 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 I've got another word for your ceiling spattering.
Yes.
Not the spattering itself, but the doing it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, go ahead.
If you don't speak Spanish, I kind of have to explain it to you, though.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, the hand is called the mano, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then they have a girl named Manuela, so they call it doing Manuela.
Doing the more, doing Manuela.
Manuela's,
Is that it?
That's not sorry.
Oh. Toodaloo ass. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
There she goes.
I got it.
All right, you got the Aussie. Let's hear it.
It is. This is just a little segment.
Okay. Okay.
And the floor goes on his in, but he can't open the door.
And he can't.
You know the door was open, wide open, you see, and the dog took a massive crap there.
That's enough.
I mean, listening to him talk.
That He's is too funny. Great. He's too great. I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't get a chance to watch it last night. I'll watch it today.
Please, somebody remind me. I got it. That's one of those shows that's in my time warp.
I'll watch it today. Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike?
Yes.
Hi, this is Craig Wilson.
Hi, Craig.
I was just wondering if college kids are brainier than the rest of us.
your segment is coming up.
Don't worry,
Tom
Craig.
Gavin rocks.
Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
You just mentioned TiVo and hooking up Ozzy Osbourne last night. I just got TiVo and just was wondering, can you TiVo one program while you watch another program?
This sounds like a setup call from TiVo guy.
You know what? You can TiVo two shows while you're watching a third show.
And then the third channel can make eggs.
Now, do you have to split those out?
You got to get a special unit, but yeah, you can do it.
Okay, so you do have to get a special unit.
You got to get an adapter, but yes, you can do it.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Right. You bet.
It's wonderful, the TiVo unit. Or the replay TV.
Great.
Hello. That I still have.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
You completely abandoned that free product.
The monkey picked all the games in the NCAA tournament.
What?
Did the monkey pick all of the games in the NCAA tournament?
Is this a
Scooter?
Is this Scooter from Mobile?
No, this is Eric from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh, hi, Eric. Like yes. Scooter. Yes, the monkey made all of the picks.
Who do you pick between McNeese State and Mississippi State?
We don't remember. Weren't you listening?
Listen to
I
the show.
No,
I was out of my car at the time. I'm working
attention to the show.
No idea.
Okay, but you guys got to quit referring to us as rednecks in Southwest Louisiana.
We have what, rednecks? What?
You got to quit referring to us as rednecks in Southwest Louisiana.
What
rednecks,
pick did he want?
But we're Cajuns.
Cajuns. He wanted
rednecks.
But what pick did you want there, Nick?
I'm sorry?
What? Listen, we're not communicating well because you're talking too fast and you're not listening.
What pick did you want there, Mr. Neck?
The McNeese Mississippi State game.
There you go. Robbie?
I'm looking for it. Hold on. She picked McNeese.
Well, smart monkey.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Smart monkey.
And it comes from high praise.
There you go. Well, good luck to your team, sir.
Hello, Donna, my show.
So long, Scooter.
And hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, it's Barb.
Hi, Barb.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
I got one for J.O.
Okay.
Choking the Chicken.
Oh, honey. That's older than Buzz.
Where are all the lesbians going?
I made J.O.
Hello, Snap. Snap? Crackle?
Hello?
Pop?
Hey, Snap.
Yes, how you doing?
Okay. I'm a happy son.
Hey, listen. Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Listen, that lady Mary, I think she's a phony, Don.
Why?
You know, personally, she can't tell you when she's doing it. Personally, I wouldn't do Mary in the dark.
Yeah, Mary.
All right.
You know, I like to strangle with some piano wires.
Oh, well, now, hold on a second. What? Wait a minute. Oh,
okay, I'm sorry, but Mary got me.
No, hold on a second.
Incredible.
Wait a minute. What? Where did that come from?
Okay. Oh, man, she got me pissed. Why can't she tell?
No, but
right, chill out, my brother.
You know, all of a sudden.
How you know I'm a brother?
Well, in one breath, you're saying that.
I'm using that in the generic sense, my brother. We're all brothers.
In one breath, you're saying that a woman is, not attractive, and then all of a sudden the piano wire comes in.
Mary sound like she's like 84, Don.
Hey, well, sir, let's get back to this piano wire here.
Oh, man, she really got me pissed. We're really trying to know what we can do, because black people do it anyway.
Why so angry, sir?
Oh, because we was, you don't know. You
what?
Don't know.
Tell us. We're here to listen. We're here to listen.
Because we your radio do it anywhere.
Down. Turn your radio down.
Is this O.J.?
Done.
O.J.
Okay, we'll do it in a church, under the pew, in an elevator, even in the bathroom, Don.
Don, he seems to be directing this at you, Don.
That's all right. I'll take it.
Yeah, but Mary, she sounds like she's losing her teeth. She has no sense. Come on, Mary.
Okay. Why do you want to strangle her, though?
Well, why would she go halfway? She's half-stepping, Don.
Okay. He seems to be directing it back at you. Don, why don't you pick up the line of questioning with this this troubled gentleman?
I'm not really troubled. I'm just like, if you're going to say you're doing it, tell the world. I mean, come on, Mary.
Mike, I don't know what you're talking about. This guy's making perfect sense to me.
Oh, my God.
He's making perfect sense to me, too.
Am I making sense? I wouldn't even do Mary with that monkey stem.
Right.
Personally.
Now listen, what's your first name again?
Snap.
Snap. All right. Snap?
Yes.
Snap.
Snap, are you currently in a relationship?
Yes, I am. Perfectly married.
You're married. How long have you been married, Snap?
Going on a year.
A year.
There you go, right there, Robbie. Here you go.
We're just kind of curious, because all of a sudden, out of the blue, we heard piano one.
And that, come on, guys.
That makes me think about getting my piano.
Come on, guys.
Just playing.
Come on, guys.
You're telling us to come on, but, I just...
No, but...
I think I'm worried about
if
you.
If Mary is true, she would at least tell you, hey, I'm doing it with the postman, the milkman, whatever.
And incidentally, the sound you're hearing right now, the piano playing?
Yes.
It's the sound of my DNA hitting the keys.
There it is. Listen to this.
You guys are good.
Thank you.
You guys are great, but next
you're
time,
good, you.
We got a break.
Time, next time, please, no monkeys, okay?
All right, goodbye.
All right,
see
take
you later.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
I didn't want to even ask him how he got the nickname Snap.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Really. What does it
like
say?
Like a neck.
Yeah. Take a break in a second for Barry Williams. All right. So,
boxing Barry Williams.
When we come back, we'll talk to Barry Williams. And those of you Craig Wilson fans out there, don't worry. We're not forgetting you today, okay?
All right.
We got plenty of time left in the show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Strickland Propane tastes the meat, not the heat.
Hello, Hank?
Speaking.
How you doing? It's Matt.
Who is this?
Consenting Adults, the country's largest supplier of mail-order adult entertainment. Somebody can put you down for.
Zero. God, please, watch your mouth. This is an interstate phone line. How did you get this number?
Not important. What is important is that we have a bigger selection and lower prices than Arlen Video.
What? Arlen Video told you I rent pornography? Who plays the most hits? Y-104. Yeah, okay. That crazy morning zoo.
Two screaming semen demons, Don and Mike.
All right, here's your number from anywhere in America, including you, Philly. 877-365-3636. D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW, 877-692-1027. Go to WNEW.com or WYSP.com. See the pictures of the monkey, pick of the NCAA tournament. Got some more internet stuff to tell you about in a second. Joining us now, just want to say hi. We missed him yesterday because of my tumor and everything. Here's our friend Greg Brady, Barry Williams. Hey, Barry.
Studley Barry Williams.
The screaming demons?
Yeah, that's us.
Man, oh, man.
I love that.
Yeah, but nobody can approach your studliness, as we found out.
So which one's lost the steam, Don? Temporary, though, right?
So, Barry, you know, we've had you on plenty of times. You're a great guest. We love you. I want to say this. We hate Danny Bonaducci.
It's got to happen.
We hate him.
Yeah, we're pulling for you. We are pulling for you tonight.
Now, we know that the fight tonight on Fox has already been taped.
Yes.
And I've also read a story that they have alternative endings.
Yes.
So that you can't come out and say if you won or you lost.
Yeah, or my charity doesn't get any money. You get it.
Yeah, the deal... Now, the
alternative endings, that confuses me right there.
That they had an ending... And Barry could probably explain it more, but what I read was that, there, for instance, Fox cut an ending where the referee comes out and says, on a technicality, I'm going to stop the fight and say, Danny Bonaduce is the winner.
Right.
Or he'll say, on a technicality, I'm going to declare Barry Williams the winner.
But, Barry, is this...
They did both for each bout.
Is it wrestling-like? I mean, or is...
No. It's very legit. We have commissioned referees. It really is about he who gets hurt the most loses. all of the equipment is WBA sanctioned. But what they did, because they had to tape before, because they wanted control over it. It's a big deal. They got, you know, all smoke and mirrors for the sideshow going on. That they at the end... You know, because it's by decision usually, you know, but who gets the most hits in.
Right.
Just announced me a winner and Danny a winner for our bout, and then Todd Bridges and Ice for their bout, and Paul Jones. And Tonya Harding.
Jesus.
Oh, I tell you, you know what, since I've seen you guys.
Yeah.
The caliber of my company has dropped precipitously.
you guys, this Fox show tonight, you know this. It is going to pull a monster friggin' number.
I know, but I still am shaking my head how I got involved with all these people.
Well, how did you get involved in this?
Well, it started with a resounding no.
Okay.
All the way to D.C. Do I want to box Danny Bonaduce? Yeah, right. For what? And then, of course, the question comes around, well, what's in it for me? And that's where we started talking. And
okay. Gotcha.
So what it does, I mean, aside from the obvious, you know, being on in the newspapers and on the Donna Mike show.
Right.
As they knew, and they got me my Achilles heel, that I'm a big supporter of the Darrell Lupus Foundation.
Hey, good cause. All right, wait a minute.
When I did Weakest Link with the Bradys, you know, I split all the money over there, and they said, wouldn't you like to, you know, a chance to get out there and do things? They said, make some money for the Darrell Lupus Foundation. I was going, yeah, you know, I'm kind of into it. But then they said, and an opportunity to shut Danny Bonaduce up for 30 seconds or better.
you can't go wrong.
Yeah, Danny's now pretty wound up.
Yeah, I can see the silver lining in all this.
Let me also point out BarryWilliams.com, great website. We always mention that when Barry is on the show. I'll tell you another reason to root for him tonight against Danny Bonaduce. I don't know if anybody has seen the latest episode of Real Sports on HBO.
Right.
I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. And you see where I'm going with this real quick.
Yeah, because I've seen it. I'm trying.
The premise is that there are these boxers in Las Vegas who are such whores that they are allowing themselves to be tattooed and body painted with the names of online casinos on their backs.
Wow. I know where you're going now.
Danny Bonaduce has sold his back for $10,000 to one of these .com... internet gambling sites.
And that's not going to charity, right?
That went in his pocket.
Whore is a whore, a whore.
Now I really want you to kick his ass. That's too funny.
No, I didn't know what that was. The shirts come off because we're in our boxing trunks, and I said, Danny, did you tattoo your back? And he says, no, man, it's a .com company, man. I'm making some money on it.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
I got angry right there.
I can't imagine you did.
If there's any reason to hate him anymore, just think about that.
Well, you know,
by the way, I do have my back tattooed.
You do?
It's a nude of Pamela Anderson, but I didn't get paid or anything.
Gotcha. Man, you know, he is funny because, I mean, I've had him on the show. I think you were out sick one day when I interviewed him, and he was in studio with Danny. And
Danny Bonaduce.
Danny's just this wired guy all the time. I mean, he's always wired. And on that show, whatever the hell that show is with Dick Clark, the other half, I mean, he just is still the incorrigible little brat. You want to shut him up. And so you got to go with Barry. You got to go with Barry Williams.
Oh, yeah,
he
gets his ass.
You need any more inspiration than that to get the ring?
No, okay. Not at all.
Now, here's the deal. I have a couple of advantages. First of all, I'm taller.
Right.
I have a longer reach.
Right.
Way more.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good news. The not so good news is, since he decided to go into rehab, he decided to work out his frustrations by learning karate. He's a black belt.
Oh, really?
And He's a boxer. He's had bouts, and he's trained for about 3 years, 6 months of which were for this bout specifically.
Oh, so he's actually in pretty good shape.
So he's got he's got low body fat, and
you know what you're doing. And you of course are in shape for musical theater.
You are pulling some fight hype on us right now.
Oh, sure he is.
And you don't have to do it.
He's good.
You know, I went and did battle with the Union, so I'm not all that washed up.
You don't have to hype it with us. We're going to watch it. Everybody's going to watch it. We hope that you kick his ass. We hope you kick his ass good, you knock him down, and that you do bad stuff to him.
Did you get a chance to hang out with Paula Jones and Tonya Harding?
Oh, yeah, that was real swell.
Hi, Barry. How are you?
You know what she said at a press conference? She says, now, is she gonna hit me in the nose? Because I just have my nose fixed, and I can't afford to have it broken again.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see that. America would like to see that, too.
Who will not be watching this tonight on your Fox stations at 9 o'clock? Barry versus Danny. Are you guys the lead fight? Are you the last fight? Do you know where you're going to be?
Unless they change the order, Danny and I lead, and then Ice and Todd Bridges, and then Tonya and Paula Jones.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the right way to do it. You get the headliners up at the front and at the end, and then you throw in Todd Bridges and Vanilla Ice in the middle.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Listen,
really.
Good luck. We hope you kick his ass.
Thanks a lot. Hey, I hope to be seeing you this summer, too. I'm going to be coming through with a tour.
Come by.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but I think I heard you talk about the Monkees a minute ago. I'm gonna open for the Monkees, and we're doing a whole national tour.
Oh, really?
Okay. Wow.
Listen, that'll be great, man.
Kind of a retro thing, and it should be a lot of fun. Davy Jones and I'm going to do a duet, and I've got my own set of stuff that I do, and it might be fun to check out.
Well, come by, whether we're up in New York or down here in D.C., come by and plug the hell out of it.
Thanks. Let me ask you, what's your split? How often are you in the city? How often are you in D.C.?
Every other week. We do a week in D.C., a week in New York.
Well, then we might just do both.
Excellent. Right,
you got cool. It.
Boy, all right, well, good to talk to you guys, man. Take care.
Thanks, Barry.
Bye. Barry Williams, Greg Brady, fighting Danny Bonaduce, Danny Partridge.
Williams. I hope he wins.
There are a lot of people on the phone who say that,
again, on the internet,
it already says that he loses.
But it's on the internet.
Multiple endings. You know what? Danny would strike me as, you know, the kind of guy that would be like, you know when Stephen Baldwin won on Fear Factor the other night?
Yeah.
He's just the type of guys that are more into it, that would take it more seriously than Barry Williams would.
But Stephen Baldwin was up against Alan Thick, who's like 100 years old.
Yeah, it was Stephen Baldwin was big. And you know what? There's no man on the face of the planet that says bro more often than that absolute fool.
Give it to you.
Hey, bro.
You got it.
Did you watch it the other night?
I just saw the part where he was, where they're climbing on the skyscraper.
Way to go, bro. His little, like, slit eyes. His big, you know, his lips that he sticks out. Hey, bro.
All right, so that's Barry Williams. Please watch the show tonight. Who won't watch the boxing on Fox?
As much as I'm looking forward to Barry Williams, I am looking forward to the Tonya Harding-Paula Jones match.
And I myself am not going to tune out the Ice-Todd Bridges match.
I will not be satisfied unless I feel like some pain has been delivered to someone.
Yeah. I don't think Fox will let us down.
Yeah, they don't. They're aware of those things. They're aware of our little desires.
Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about our displeasure with a certain website that has aligned themselves with us.
Mm-hmm.
This is not up yet? When's he going to put it up?
I don't know. Lisa just handed me that note.
Listen, I'm going to read this now. I'm going to tell you, this is something funny, and I hope this guy puts this on his site. This site, DonandMikeFans.com, we've kind of parted ways. A while ago, we decided it's not something that necessarily we want to be associated with, and we've been trying to among good terms, you know, kind of break off.
Yeah, we at the beginning didn't care for it at all because nobody ever asked us. This thing just kind of materialized. Then we went into a space of time where we actually would accept their assistance for different things, and we would actually put some stuff and share some information with them. And then it just became more negative and more negative and more negative. And then I met the guy that ran it one night, and you know, I detected no real allegiance to this show at all.
And we've got some phone calls today that I guess, I don't know what the deal is, but people have been calling and say, well, you know, they've done so much for you, how could you do this to them? Well, listen,
point out the ads on that site.
Yeah, Mike and I ain't making a dime off that.
we never went to them and said, hey, it would be a great idea if you had a website devoted to this radio show.
Now, the guy will claim that he's not making any money, but I think when you look at those advertisements that are on there, I think that's a bunch of crap.
And if he's not making any money on it, then the civil thing to do would be to release the domain name DonandMikeFans.com.
Yeah, if you're not making any money, then we'll take it and we'll run with it.
But I'm not gonna pay you like $5,000 for it.
Absolutely not.
I'm not. So anyway, they reported on their website that I had a tumor.
A grape-sized tumor over your left ear.
Right, and this is now on DonandMikeFans.com, so you would think it would be a site that would be at least, perhaps slanted at least slightly towards the show.
Right.
So anyway, there's a site that I go to sometimes. It's called DCRTV.com.
Yeah.
And it's a Washington, D.C. Based site. And they got stuff about all the shows and all of the radio and TV stations. And I sent a note this morning to Dave, the guy who runs the site, because he had picked up on this thing that I had a tumor, and he accredited Don and Mike Fans as the source for this.
Wow.
And I sent him a little quick email and said, hey, you know, it's me. Hi. I occasionally lurk at DCRTV.com. I don't post there, but I lurk there. And I want you to know that, first off, I didn't have a tumor. I don't have a tumor. And that any real news about our show will happen on our show, that you're not going to read about it on this silly website that we are not even officially associated with. He has sent Lisa, and I hope he puts, is this up yet?
I don't think so.
Is it up yet? Well, later today, go to DCRTV.com, because he sent us what appears to be the rough draft of what the front page is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It says, news update, 313. Don Geronimo dies.
Oh, no.
313. Don Geronimo, half of the radio duo of Don and Mike, heard locally on WJFK, passed away suddenly today following a series of neurological incidents in the past week. Geronimo, whose real name is Mike Source, pictured it right on the left, appeared to suffer a brain aneurysm complicated by a brain tumor, which was discovered during an MRI scan on Monday. Geronimo collapsed during the 11 o'clock hour of his live radio show this morning and was transported to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. The incident occurred as Geronimo was berating the website of DonandMikeFans.com for their reporting of his condition. The future of the time slot at WJFK is already the subject of much speculation. Some WJFK insiders said management had long feared Geronimo would exit this world suddenly and had prepared a contingency plan, which they are now considering implementing. Could we be listening to the Mike and Tom Gavin show starting Monday? Regardless, the radio world and fans from D.C. to Sacramento are mourning the loss of this morning's broadcasting powerhouse. Mourning the loss of this broadcasting powerhouse. Unconfirmed reports indicate Geronimo's last words were, breathe for me, Lutard.
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
That's a funny guy.
Dave Hughes at DCRTV.com.
Very, very funny.
I don't know if you just sent that over for us,
right?
But you should put that on your site as a goof.
That's hysterical.
That's pretty funny.
Very, very funny guy.
That's funny, because that's with the header of all the other stuff that he's got there. And, you know, frankly, that's where I find a lot of good stuff to talk about on the show. Like, did you know that Chris Matthews... Well, first off,
Hardball.
Yeah, you know he's married to Kathleen Matthews.
Yeah, yes,
he's a
local television anchor.
Do you know that it says here he's accused Ted Koppel of not being that good?
Chris Matthews?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that nobody watches the show. When he asked for a show of a hand of people who watch Nightline at least twice a week.
So he's got an agenda against Ted Koppel.
Yeah, and he's making fun of Ted Koppel, saying he only hosts Nightline 3 days a week. If the show's so good, how come he doesn't show up?
You know, of all the guys to take on, and I know Ted Koppel, and I've had a long conversation with Ted Koppel personally when I was at American University, and he talked to about eight of us students out in the parking lot one day after he did a thing on NPR. And he was
selling you weed, right?
He was selling us weed, and no, he was one of the nicest nicest guy to take the time and talk to us. I've always liked Ted Koppel, and I think Ted Koppel does his job very well, which is more than I can, you know, say for numbnuts over there.
Chris Matthews.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. the way he does his interview.
You got some balls.
I don't think he, I think he doesn't like Ted Koppel because I believe he is the polar opposite of Ted Koppel. I think that's the reason.
Hey, Chris, you want to do something for all of us? Really? Get your wife some Greta Van Susteren's.
Get her a little plastic surgery.
Get her fixed up. My God, I'm always up. When I watch the news on Channel 5, I'm thinking, what's wrong with the picture?
And Rob, Ted Koppel is handsome in person.
Good, I was wondering.
Absolutely dreamy. Robson is
the Matthews.
Yeah, the Matthews. You know, don't they fit right into that category of the like the plugged in, pokey Roberts couple?
I see them going up to Snyder's booth at the Redskins games,
like Matt Lynn and James Carville. Right. You know, the whole plugged in BS community.
Here's what you do:
I was going to say something really hard.
Take Kathleen Matthews and you say, "Honey, here's what we're going to do. God, you're not the prettiest. You're really not the youngest."
Right.
Let me just,
this ought to work.
Let me just take a little off here.
Wow, that's already looking better.
Yeah, let me, you got these bags under your eyes, honey.
Oh, man.
All right, now, I'm going to work on this nose just a little bit.
Oh, fantastic.
Just a little bit, Kathleen.
Oh, you're going to look great for Diane Reamjob's next cocktail party.
And then you get Chris Matthews in there, and you say to him, okay, now, pull your pants down. Pull your pants down, and there you go.
Boy, that's incredible. There, look at that. That's incredible.
Just leave him with a nub.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that little blonde nub.
Just with a nub.
That little Nordic nub.
The broadcasting family.
Yeah.
Yeah, the royalty of broadcasting, the Matthewses.
Oh, they're just, you know, they're the typical, and they aren't they at every society event? You know, when I read that BS column in the Post on every Monday where they talk about, is it Roxanne Roberts that writes about all the...
Hey, you want a nightmare. Think about him jumping on top of her.
Oh.
Think about that. Think about big, pasty Chris Matthews
right.
attacking that mannequin that he's married to.
You know what? For guys that dwell down where we dwell in the broadcast ladder, down here in the trenches and the gutters, I think it's nice to, you know, the Ted Koppels of this world who really, I believe, are you know, at the far end of the spectrum. Ted Koppel is a class act. Oh, yeah. And for this guy, Matthews, you know, maybe he's angry. Maybe he's bitter at having to wake up in the morning when she doesn't have her TV makeup on.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what does it for her.
Kathleen, good morning. Get the strap on. I'm ready.
Beat me. Take me now. Take me now. It's time for my exam.
Fox.com, incidentally, is where you can vote for who you want to win the celebrity fights. I'll tell you right now, it does not look good for our man Barry.
Mm. Really?
Danny Bonaduce, 76%.
Wow. Well, it's because he has the TV show.
It's who you want to win.
Yeah, it's because he's got the TV show.
That would make people hate him
Ice,
more.
Vanilla Ice, 60-40 over Todd Bridges. And
that one's a push for me.
Tanya Harding, 91%
there
over
you go.
Paula Jones, 8%.
Yeah, there is no doubt about that. Yeah.
That's the current info.
And I think Tanya's not going to disappoint. As a matter of fact, I don't think the Fox people would let us down like that.
From Fox.com. We got a break. And, the newspapers. We've forgotten all about. All about the internet today. We've totally forgotten about the written word.
There happens to be a little column in one of our newspapers here.
We'll be right back. It's Wednesday.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a good.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you didn't know that.
All right, now, it got away from us today. We were going to play a game and give away a satellite system.
Wow.
As it turns out, we're going to do that tomorrow. Not only will we be giving away the Dish Network satellite TV system with a year of programming, we'll be giving away $1,000 in cash. It's two treats in one from the Dish Network.
Right.
Give that away on tomorrow's episode. Get the Dish Network by calling 800-333-DISH.
Plus. We then got to our Letterman stuff today. We've got some new jail mail. Unrelated to the last jail mail.
I don't know if I can handle any more jail mail.
New jail mail on tomorrow's episode. And other stuff that I can't tell you about. And coming very soon, the all-caller show.
All right. Yay.
The all-caller show where it's just you guys for 4 hours. and not us, just you guys.
This is going to be a fascinating program.
And maybe Leah and Kevin, they were supposed to be on yesterday. As you know, I had a brain tumor.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
So I wasn't here yesterday.
Great. Sorry.
You know, you say that like that, they're going to start it all up again.
And
Don admitted on his show that he does have a brain tumor. Excuse me.
Oh, and
I burped.
Lisa came in during the break and told me that whole DCR TV thing that I read you.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That didn't come from that guy.
Oh,
that it,
no.
It came from someone who was pretending. Someone who did
that.
Someone who had a mock-up who made a pretty good copy of DCRTV.com.
Trust no one.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, the internet, honest to God, the internet is the most dishonest place in the world.
It's still a funny bit.
Yeah.
But don't go to DCRTV.com looking for it.
Because, well, they're going to try to do the right thing at DCRTV, maybe, but there's still internet.
But it won't be there.
Who knows?
I do know this. I know that Wednesdays, for me, when I wake up, the first thing I think about is not hump day.
Right.
I don't think, you know, just 48 hours until nonstop.
Right.
Now, I wake up on Wednesday, and I think it's Craig Wilson Day.
Right. Yes, it is.
And here he is in USA Today. It's the Wednesday column. And if you're ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
And speaking of online, I know a lot of people enjoy going to usatoday.com and reading online and looking at Craig's face while we read this.
Absolutely.
No need for any other setup.
It's a special moment on the show.
The final word. Craig Wilson.
Feelings.
Are college kids brainier than the rest of us?
Nothing more than
it's academic.
I was in the library at Johns Hopkins University the other day, waiting to interview one of the freshmen, who happens to be a withered crossword puzzle.
Bud Burbank.
Nothing like sitting in a great university library to make one feel stupid.
Scott Fitzgerald wrote that the rich were different from you and me. Well, so are college kids these days. They're brighter. Maybe too bright.
Back when a B-plus average, a good haircut, and a nicely tanned nose could get you into the National Honor Society.
I'd like to hear more about that. Interesting.
I wonder what he tanned his nose with. Back when a B-plus average, a good haircut, and a nicely tanned nose could get you into the National Honor Society.
You win so far.
I was considered a bright kid. Today, I'd be considered a slacker.
How they got so bright and I so dumb in such a short period of time, I haven't a clue. I mean, I even know George Sand isn't a guy and Joyce Kilmer is. But that kind of knowledge doesn't seem to impress anyone anymore.
I was determined not to like this crossword puzzle kid, but he turned out to be a nice guy. Despite the fact that he speaks three languages, majors in something called neuroscience, and in his free time composes piano music.
All I could think of was Fury Lee, that old warhorse of a piano solo by Beethoven, known to every kid who was forced to take piano lessons. I can still play the first few bars because they're nothing but the same notes over and over. After that, it's a blank. Probably a good thing my parents paid only $1 for my every Tuesday after school lesson. Oh, my short pants.
As for languages, I have no ear for them. Them. So much that I never took 6 years of Latin because I knew I'd never have to speak it. Actually, I think that shows a certain brilliance. And at least I know Friday is the Ides of March.
Et tu, Brute?
You bet. But looking around the room the other day got me wondering, what was I doing as a college freshman?
I do remember going to class. I figured I owed my parents that.
And that little pinochle obsession that eventually led to academic probation didn't come until sophomore year.
Pinochle. Hide the pinochle.
So that leaves time freshman year to, let's say, solve the world hunger problem. I am ashamed to say I did not.
When USA Today announces it's all USA academic team every winter, I make it a point never to look at the two-page spread. Inferiority complexes need no fuel. But for some reason last week, I made the mistake of taking a glance at this year's winners.
Next to each scrubbed and glowing face was an even more glowing bio. This year's winners made the triple tongue pre-med piano playing crossword puzzle bar look like me, a slacker.
One edited a collection of stories about 19th century Crow warriors. One is on track to complete 6 majors with 2 bachelor's and 2 master's degrees in 6 years. And then the other one formed medical supplies mission, which sends supplies to developing countries.
Bless them all! Just don't sit them next to me on a transatlantic flight.
So it did me good to hear from my friend Dan the other day. A member of the All-USA academic team a couple of years ago, he graduated from Harvard with honors and is now a Marshall Scholar at Oxford.
But he was telling me he felt stupid of late. The confession, I have to admit, made my heart sing.
Ignorance loves company, they say. Or is that misery?
Who can remember anymore? Craig Wilson.
You never come again.
Toodaloo asks.
Every week we try to decide, and we don't look at this in advance, who got the best paragraph.
Kind of a push today. You got it early on. I'm trying to tan.
No, I got it with the...
With the tan nose.
With a nice tan nose.
And then I got next to each scrubbed and glowing face.
I love just my friend Dan.
My friend Dan.
That's good. Oh, yeah. My nose is tanned.
You know, I got to give the nod to you again this week with tan nose.
Yeah, I didn't come close to it with...
Next to each scrubbed and glowing face.
Who got pinochle obsession?
I did.
That's also good.
That's strong.
I went in quantity.
And you know, you can also interpret that as knuckle, meaning
pinochle.
I do remember going to class. I figure I owed my parents that. And that little pinochle obsession that eventually...
How would a pinochle obsession lead to academic probation?
I think
isn't pinochle like dominoes, something like that?
No, it's a card game played with only the big cards, 10 through aces, and it's gambling.
Ah.
So I'm guessing perhaps...
Oh, okay.
It's some hard...
Way to make a macho rub.
Well, that could lead to...
Or perhaps he was doing other things with the cards.
Sure. He was able to accept 14 decks.
Very good.
Pinochle. Back when a B-plus average, a good haircut,
and a nicely tanned nose could get you into the honor society, I was considered a bright kid.
That's super sang?
You bet.
Wow, look at him, a B-plus average, a good haircut. And will you look at that? That nicely tanned nose. Jesus. Can you be any gayer?
Look at the scrubbed and glowing faces. With the glowing bios.
Interview time.
I know something else that might be scrubbed and glowing.
The final word by Craig Wilson.
You know, even when, and this is not one of his greater ones.
Oh,
no.
Not at all,
but
no.
We still can have fun with it.
That's the great thing about Craig Wilson. That's why he really deserves the Pulitzer Prize. Week after week, even when it's not his best effort.
Right.
He gives us something that we can grab onto.
He does indeed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really, if you just took this column on its own, you know, you're dealing with something, really one of the most boring pieces of writing you can ever read.
You know, save the trees.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big, gigantic waste of paper.
Yeah, I mean, they could put other things in there, like just a picture. Another one of their graphs.
Yes.
Waste. Make their graph bigger.
Waste of paper.
That whole paper's turned into a waste of paper. They love us, though. They really do. And that sports section in USA Today, just getting weaker and weaker, like by the hour.
Yeah.
I mean, you look in there and it's just, there's nothing there anymore.
Well, you know, there's no sports right now.
Right.
All you got right now is the NBA. You got 2 pages of the NBA, and beyond that, you got
dick.
Oh, and incidentally, the spring training coverage sucks, and I like baseball, and that's why. And I like to read about spring training. And maybe tomorrow on the show, I will have I'll have a statement about the current the current baseball season.
Excellent.
About the Red Sox? I mean, I have it in my mind now. I could tell you now.
Didn't they hire Stuart Little to be their manager?
Yes.
He follows.
He pretends not to care, but he follows.
I follow the Red Sox because I know they break your heart.
They're not going to break my heart this year.
No. Why should they?
They're going to go to the postseason this year. They're not going to go to the World Series necessarily, but they're going to go to the postseason. Unlike last year, they're going to go to...
Are you willing?
I won't shave my head again.
You
too much.
Shave your head?
But I would be prepared. I've thought about something that I would be willing to do.
All right, you know what? I'm going to put that in my notes for tomorrow's show.
All right, exciting.
Opening, Mike will talk about his bet.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind you of your words of just 12 months ago, Mike.
Whatever queue up.
If it ever queues up. Before you had to shave your head.
Now, I should point out that on that other bet, you do have something on the line. If the Red Sox go to the World Series...
Oh, yes, then I will shave my head.
You have to shave your head. Yeah. I just thought I'd read, you know, I'm feeling very good about my boys today.
What did I tell you today? I said, look at the calendars. April 16th.
Three out of the four.
Mm-hmm.
Three out of the four.
Beat the Yankees.
Three out of four. Happy Patriots Day, everybody.
Right. There he is.
And then it was just a few short months later. I shaved my head.
Yeah. Right. All right, so I'm going to write down right here on my handy post-it note tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not sure you'll be satisfied, but it's almost like a negotiation. Now, it's what I'm prepared to offer.
We can start the negotiation.
It's what I'm prepared to offer, and yeah, I think it might be a decent bet.
On the annual Red Sox bet.
It's exciting.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Let's go to Guy Burnley now for the news and the comments. I'm dying to know.
It's no big deal. You don't have to. I mean, you could wait till tomorrow, but I already know what I'm going to offer.
Oh, all right. Well, why don't you tell me what you're going to offer so I can come back with a counter proposal tomorrow?
Yeah, because I mean, what I'm offering is like big, in my opinion. I would be uncomfortable doing it.
What is it?
Well, then I don't want this to turn into a negotiation. I would be willing.
It will be a negotiation
both
tomorrow.
You and I, if
whatever. I mean, if the Red Sox do make it to the playoffs, I would have to agree to do it.
It might not be a big deal. You might go tough, for sure.
What is it?
I'm not going to shave my head, but I would be willing, in the event that that the Red Sox...
Did not make the playoffs.
Did not make it. I would pick one day in the fall where I would do the entire show in my boxer shorts outside.
Not acceptable. Not acceptable.
Huh. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Let me try to Trump. This is what you would do, too, incidentally, if they made it to the postseason.
These people,
yes.
He made it up.
Let me think about it.
I'm not going to maim myself. I'm not going to tattoo myself. And, hi, Sam. I'm not going to do anything unusual.
Did Brittany just walk by the window?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let me think about it. I'll come back to you with a counter proposal.
All right, I don't want it completely taken off the table. That's what. What? Yes, Buzz?
Nothing.
Okay. Didn't he say something?
No, not a thing.
I thought you said that.
You said something.
You said something. What did you? Don't do that.
Sorry.
What did you say?
I said testing.
Testing.
Yeah.
Oh. Why?
Why?
I was testing something. It's not important.
Forgive me.
What are you doing?
You know, you draw attention to yourself when you lie. Nothing. I didn't do anything. I looked over there and went, "Dah."
Did you say testing because we haven't teased the news?
No. I thought I had my microphone down and it was up, and I was just getting ready to give the headline. That's all.
Way to cover it.
Testing.
Testing.
All right.
So you come back with me, and I'll think about something else too. That's pretty damn significant. I think.
Not as significant as what I'm thinking.
Hmm. Are you thinking about something right now?
Yeah.
I don't want to drink anything.
No.
I don't want to eat anything.
No. It would not involve anybody outside those.
Nobody would see it except here?
Yeah.
What?
I think a loser has to do the show naked.
No, I will not be naked. No. No, I will not be naked.
Hey, Rob.
No.
Just
be us and Lisa.
No, thank you. No.
You don't have that much faith in the Red Sox?
I don't have that much faith in the size of my penis. There you go.
What about a piercing?
Can I get back to you tomorrow?
Yes. Buzz, what is the lead story today?
Today.
Matt Scruffle.
Why the president blames...
Why not? Kidding. Kidding.
Why the president blames Jerry Springer for 9/11.
Okay.
All right.
That's the headline.
Sorry, we got a little distracted.
I understand.
Testing.
Well, the piercings and all.
Testing. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Testing.
Coming up coming on up. The Don and Mike Show.
How about an eyebrow piercing?
No way.
No way?
That to me is the badge of the idiot.
Correct.
Yeah, I know. It's just horrible.
I know it is.
It's horrible.
Just trying to think of a good bet.
I think if you allowed me to
show naked
if
or...
If you allowed me to do like another piercing... Then I would be willing to keep it for a while. Like, keep it for a month. Like a normal piercing.
You know what? You and I are going to just have to have this negotiation on the air tomorrow.
Done.
Okay?
Done.
All right, I'll meet you here.
Done.
Meet you here tomorrow at 11.
Do the show naked. I mean, that's something that I would hate to do, and it's something you'd actually try to lose the bet.
That's right.
It's what you've always wanted to do. Do the show that you have.
Yeah, sure.
Naked and erect.
That's been my dream. That's been my dream to spray the ceiling.
Oh,
come
on.
Rob, you put the card away already. Stay tuned.
Did
I play it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Then we close the thing up. That was very...
Professional.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready.
What's the word
for
Planet
Crackpot? I heard you already.
Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
It's time for news and comments with Buzz. Gertley Buzz brought to you by Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself over to Hard Times for some soul-satisfying chili, a big old chili dog, or a half-pound char-grilled burger.
Yeah, chili dog.
Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location.
Chili dog.
And here he is now, Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
You like a chili dog,
I love
Buzz?
Chili dog.
Chili dog.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I think I'll have me a chili dog for dinner tonight.
Chili dog!
I have one every night this week. Chili dog. President needs a home-cooked meal.
President Bush says the 9/11 hijackers may have gotten the idea America was weak by watching Jerry Springer. The show features topics like angry lovers attack and bring on the bisexuals. Quoting the president, they didn't think we were a nation that could sacrifice, that we were soft, that we were so self-absorbed and materialistic we wouldn't defend anything we believed in. They were just reading the wrong magazine or watching the wrong Springer show.
You know, I got to bring up that Colin Quinn show again. Did you see the bit that he did when he was
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I thought you said you watched a little bit of it. You said that at the beginning of the show, but
I didn't watch it at all. I take it back. I went past 2 seconds of it.
There's one scene in there where he uses Bush's speech about you know what America is and the kids in America, you know, believe in freedom and stuff. And they, while he was talking, they had clips of that backyard wrestling that the kids do. You know, where they like jumping onto chairs and injuring themselves, and it was the funniest damn thing. This is what America means. You see, like, a kid hitting another kid over with a chair. It's great.
Well, the student visas are here for two of the 9/11 hijackers. Precisely 6 months after the attack on the World Trade Center, the flight school that trained the hijackers got mail from the federal government. Their papers had been approved. Hats off to the Immigration and Naturalization Service, which spent a year processing the visa applications.
They're all done.
And another 7 months to return the forms to the flight school.
Send them out, Joe.
Get to know Charlie.
Sorry about all the casualties, Charlie, but at least we're alive.
The
Get
INS.
To know Charlie.
Thank you.
The INS says it regrets the late arrival and blames its outdated paper-based systems.
Sorry.
One critic says to call it a Mickey Mouse operation is an insult to the mouse. Another
Mickey
called
Mouse.
It, and I quote, an embarrassment and worse.
It's a good thing.
And then there's this.
Who is this? The INS?
Yes, the Immigration Naturalization
there
Service.
There you go, right here.
INS.
What's the guy's name? The guy who's the head of it. I got the tape of him here.
You never know. That's his name.
There he is.
You never know. Mm-hmm. Vippy Chance. Thank you, boss.
Uh-huh.
There's not a chance. His name is Cakes.
He's head of the INS?
Yes. John Cakes Auville.
I didn't know.
They're going to blow. They're going to blow.
Oh, now listen to that.
Didn't have time. Found out this morning. He's happy. Yeah, bitch slapping.
All right.
Bad word.
And then there's this. U.S. officials were warned back in 1995 that Islamic militants were plotting an attack on one of our nuclear power plants. But they didn't bother to tell the people who run the plants or even the government agency that watches over the facilities. They got the warning through one of the suspects in the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center. Tony Soprano has put out a hit on his marriage.
Oh, no.
Actor James Gandolfini.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Has filed for divorce from Marcy, his wife of 3 years. They share a home.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Share a home in Greenwich Village and a house in Jersey with their 2-year-old son. The 40-year-old Gandolfini gave no reason for the dissolution of the marriage, but sources say he parties as heartily as the character he plays.
I don't understand.
What's that you're holding in your hand like?
That's some legal paperwork.
I don't understand.
That's good reading material during the show.
Yes, it is. Yes.
That helps you concentrate.
Uh-huh. I don't understand.
I don't understand the story.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Well, I don't understand at all.
Like a lot of footage out of Hollywood, this one was overhyped. Police said that the security video from Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills would show how actress Winona Ryder used scissors to cut price and security tags off of clothing.
Listen to what this man has to say.
So that shoplift.
I'm listening.
Well, the video is out now, and it shows no such thing.
Right.
Ryder was arrested December 12th. On February 1st, she was charged with...
What?
Multiple felonies.
She is completely innocent, and she is innocent and beautiful.
She's a twat.
They charged her with grand... Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, you hurt me.
They charged her with grand theft.
Twatolini.
You love to hurt me.
Vandalism and possession of a prescription painkiller.
Yes. Twatomatic.
The only thing she's seen stuffing in her bag on the video is the paper wrapper from a soda straw.
There you go.
Well, then, let's free her.
Yes, let her go. Let her go into my waiting arms.
Let's free her so she can go make great new movies.
She was great in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Sexy.
Daryl. Say, twat's new, Winona.
Oh, God.
Daryl Strawberry's back in jail after being kicked out of rehab yesterday in Florida.
Oh, he apparently
broke a whole list of rehab rules, including trading autographed baseballs for cigarettes. And having sex with a female resident.
Hey, yeah.
They say he also threatened residents and staff. Strawberry was placed under house arrest and sent to the center last May after a 4-day multi-state drug binge.
You see, there, that'll be Daryl Strawberry's. Here you go, on the baseball now. Give me 4 lucky strikes. How freaking ridiculous is that?
You know, do you?
The Jason Williams case gets more O.J. by the minute. He's now hired the same expert forensics analyst that O.J. Simpson used in his trial.
He sure is in a jam, Buzz.
Not since Ellen came out has a TV station yanked the show for being too gay, but it just happened again in Jerry Falwell country. A station in Lynchburg, Virginia, refused to air Mondays Once and Again because it showed a 14-year-old girl kissing another teenage girl.
Hey, tell them to check out the real world.
Yeah.
Quoting the head of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, Scott Seaman, this is pure...
You're kidding.
No. You're kidding.
I'll spell it for you. S-E-O-M-I-N, pronounced Seaman. Scott Seaman. He says this is pure and simple homophobia. The TV station management says it decided to air a 1-hour infomercial.
You want to test yourself on the homophobia meter, you go watch The Real World and see how you handle that.
Fine with that.
It's interesting stuff.
Fine with that, the gay world.
You see last night's episode?
Yeah, I'm fine with
that. Where he sent him flowers?
I'm fine with that.
Where his lover sent him flowers?
I'm fine with that, Mike.
It was interesting.
I'm fine with that. Okay?
Yeah, I understand.
Fine with that.
I completely understand.
We got a break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
What is wrong?
And that weak ass story is the best you can come up with.
Shut up, Will Smith. God damn you.
That weak ass story is the best you can come up with.
You weren't Ali. See that? See my finger, see my thumb, see my fist. You better ride.
He's buff now.
Yes.
He's cut.
You should know. Oh, time to call in to win. 877-365-3636. Call 100. Dial recklessly, please. You can see the monkey picking the NCAA tournament on WNEW.com right now. The photos are up now. Before the end of the day, they will also have the bracket up on WNEW.com.
Very good.
So you can follow the NCAA tournament.
Excellent.
And the monkey's picks.
And the monkey did very well. I mean, some of the real favorites were included there. In fact, to the point where one caller thought we were, you know, rigging it, but no, we went with what the monkey picked.
Go on the website and look at the monkey making the NCAA picks.
Right.
And,
the minky.
You can get a link there also at WYSP.com.
The missing link.
And now here is Buzz.
I done it, Mike. In sports, in the NBA, Sacramento visits Philadelphia tonight. The Kings are 45-17. They've won three straight.
Rob.
The Sixers are on
Kings.
A four-game winning streak.
Rob, what are you doing the dance for?
Doing the dance.
I just got music in my soul. Go Kings.
I said Sacramento. Shut up. Mike Tyson has a license to fight here in Washington. He got it through a unanimous vote last night by the D.C. Boxing and Wrestling Commission.
I know.
F you till you love me, faggot.
I know. I voted yes.
Yes. If Tyson and his opponent...
I have a tape here of Mike... Mike, don't deny it. Here's Mike O'Mara last night at the meeting when they said, Mike, how do you vote? Right. Yay or nay? Uh-huh. Mike, here's Mike. He said...
All right.
That's it. That's a yes.
That's my yes. I want to see the fight.
Anyway, they're looking at June 8th at the MCI Center.
I might go to that.
And finally, even if you don't usually watch Survivor, you may want to tune in to see how the network tap dances around this. In this week's episode, a contestant trying to spear a fish gets stung by a sea urchin. The best cure for a painful sea urchin sting is human urine. The acid in the urine neutralizes the sea creature's poison.
I know.
A fellow male contestant runs to help, but when he drops his drawers, he's unable to provide the needed relief, apparently because of the presence of TV cameras. So a female contestant volunteers by dropping her pants and gives the needed first aid. Quoting a source to the New York Post, you can see on his face how quickly the victim's pain goes away.
That sounds like something from Penthouse.
That's a real nice promo, too.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, yes, Mike. Thank you for today's show. Thank you to Barry Williams.
Yeah, very nice man.
Go to BarryWilliams.com. He'll be on Fox tonight, boxing Danny Bonaduce. You can also go to Fox.com to vote on who you think should win that fight. Our thanks to Debbie and all the good people at the Leesburg Animal Park.
Very nice lady.
They supplied us with the monkey little man today to make the picks.
All right.
For the NCAA tournament, that's www.leesburganimalpark.com. And again, you can see the pictures of the monkey and everything that happened in the studio at WNEW.com or Don and Mike, excuse me, I almost said it, or WYSP.com.
Yeah, we've made a change there, and they can ditch all they want.
Yeah.
Screw them.
Absolutely. Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away $1,000 and the Dish Network satellite system and a year's worth of every channel on the Dish Network. That's tomorrow. Courtesy of the Dish Network, call them at 800-333-DISH. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm caller 100.
Yeah, right, you are. What's your name, my friend?
Cool, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, where are you from?
New York.
Charlie, you got a $25 gift certificate to Bennigan's. Join Rob and Lisa Saturday night at Bennigan's in Rockville from 10 till midnight for their finger sex party. You're also on the Blockbuster Video 52-week rental card. That means you get a free DVD rental a week for an entire year. Plus, we're going to throw in the Ben Stiller movie Zoolander from Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home. Thank you for listening.
That's cool, man. You guys rock.
Thank you very much. And that was an unsolicited You Guys Rock.
I like it when they're unsolicited.
That's it. Got to go see you tomorrow. I got to go, or maybe you won't see me tomorrow.
Yeah, the surgery and all.
Yeah, good luck with the grape-sized tumor.
With my tumor and all.
Yeah. Right.
What? What? What are you making a face about?
Nothing.
No, come on. What is it? We got 30 seconds in the show.
Finger sex. Let it go.
Oh, finger sex. Oh, yeah.
Finger we can't sex. Let
it go. Finger sex. Okay. There's some finger sex, Lisa. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Testing. Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Rob?
Shall you?
Can you?
Would you?
No.
Might you?
No.
Okay.
I'll throw your hat in the air. Done. Mike, Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
All right.
Toodaloo. Ass.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.